For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. It's Punch Drunk Sports, guys. Excited to be back for another week. We got a bunch of cool people in studio. We'll get into that. We got James.
Hey.
He's in studio sitting there. You know, he came down to watch Ari Shaffir's This Is Not Happening taping. Last night, tonight, the next day, I believe. There's three nights.
Are you going to suck his dick all three nights? Or are you waiting until the very end to put that fucking
James
Jew cock
loves
in your mouth?
Jew cock. I mean, is it
just
like
one Jew cock?
He loves to dip it in a soy sauce and then just slow slurp it, you know?
Do you ever like put Ari's dick in your mouth and then light his balls and pretend you're smoking the best pot in the world?
Also joining us in studio is Pollyanna, my dog, who hasn't been here for a while.
My girlfriend.
We have a lot of great stuff going in. Let's get into our sponsors and get into our dates out of the gates. And then I want to talk about Derrick Rose a little bit. I think this is the most hilarious thing ever. Real quick, obviously, guys, BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. I use it all the time for the UFC fights and all that. BetDSI. Go to the website, BetDSI.com. Use Punch Drunk, which we're probably going to change to PDS. That's a great idea. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cat. You make all your bets there. Also, go to
Caveman Coffee.
CavemanCoffee.com. Use the promo code Punch Drunk Sports and get, oh, we have to hit them up too, and get 10% off your Caveman Coffee. Also, go to PunchDrunkSports.com and use our Amazon links, and we will get you to buy all your Amazon stuff. You'd really help out the podcast. Also, we need writers. The website, it looks so fucking good. We got a bunch of great writers. Go to punchdrunksports.com, click the banner that says write for a Punch Drunk, and write for us. Be a great writer. Be a shitty writer.
Be involved.
Whatever. Be involved. Get involved. And we also have, as you know, we just got a new sponsor, and we love them. I used them this whole week.
And you're undefeated. No one can beat Punch Drunk at our new sponsor, PlayDraft.com. Now, we gave away...
Now, it's just draft. You put in draft in the apps, and it comes up.
But if you go to PlayDraft.com/PunchDrunkSports, and that's how we gave it away wrong last week. Go to PlayDraft.com/PunchDrunkSports, and the username is PunchDrunkSports. If you go that way, get the app yourself. $5, you get your $5 back. And for every friend that you recommend that logs in and signs up, you get $10 to beat people's asses.
Oh, shit!
$10. You can play your friends. And like we said last week, there's nothing I hate more than some dumbass coming up to me and telling me how great his fantasy team is and we're not even in the same league.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't give a shit. It's like, tell me about your dreams. Tell me about your acid trip. Dude, I had the fucking craziest dream last night. I don't care.
You can find me. I'll fuck everybody up on the app. I ain't afraid. I'm undefeated. 3-0, son. Find me. I'm Mr. Trip, MRTRIP. Get at me, son. Get Frogger, son. Get at me, son.
And you can do daily leagues. Draft every single day. They got baseball, too. And now baseball's hot.
So are they going to get basketball?
I assume so. Right now,
I'd love the basketball.
Oh yeah, well, I mean basketball. Once it starts up,
so one more time. Let's tell them how they can help out the show.
You go to playdraft.com/punchdrunksports, and the username you want to put in is punchdrunksports. And $5 to sign up, but if you log in that way, you get your $5 back, so it's free. Every friend that you recommend, You get $10 to beat people's asses with. So you can do 10
James,
$1
why don't you
games.
Sit here?
You can do one. That's going to set Ari's pants on fire.
Ari's going
to
lose.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see that. Then you're going to have to crush that cock even more.
I think you'd be like, I'm sorry, sir. I brought donuts.
You realize that the 100th episode that went viral for when he lost his shit on Fat Man, you do realize that, like, that was a huge thing, and I sat in on. So we that whole.
So you're trying to say every time you sit in,
magic happens.
Magic happens.
I'm the bringer of magic. That's exactly.
I'm the bringer of magic.
About that.
That's exactly.
Hey,
what
real quick, let's also get into our dates out of the gates. Jason Tebow, where are you going to be? Why don't you put on the cans like you know what the fuck you're doing, James?
He's going to come in and start yelling at him. He's going to be like, "Oh,
God, this."
Friday at a secret location. I'm not even going to say where it is, but it's...
That's always good to promote something and tell them where the...
Well, I believe it's going to be completely sold out, but what I'm promoting is you can watch the entire thing online. The band is doing... Barris Kennedy Overdrive is doing a very long set Friday night at a secret location for Don Barris' big Windy City Weekend.
What's going on Windy City Weekend?
He's doing that... what's that festival that Jack Black does?
Festival Supreme, I think it's called.
He's doing a big thing there with the big three. Friday, they're doing a big show. And then Sunday at the Comedy Store, they're doing a screening of the next episode of everything.
This Sunday?
Yep.
Fuck.
They did that last year, too.
Yep. And I don't know if I'm cut out of it, but I have a very decent part at the wedding where my date was none other than Boon Shakalaka.
That should be epic.
Yep.
That should be epic.
A year ago, you saw me tweeting those pictures, and you're like, why are you and Boon Shakalaka in a suit together? And that's because we were in a wedding.
When are you guys going to finally, you know, get married and, like,
He's not interested in me.
Really?
Yep. That's got to hurt.
It's weird, but I'm glad.
But
I'm glad.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Can you take it? Yeah. Ari.
Hello?
Hello?
That is not Ari. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Bobby.
Bobby, what's going on? Why are you so gentle and sensitive?
Yeah, man, I feel like I'm going to have sex.
Are you slow jamming this call, Bobby?
He's post-jerk-off.
Yes. I got a question.
Okay.
Did the Bulls mess up by keeping Derrick Rose and getting rid of Tom Thibodeau?
Oh, great question. Great question. We'll get to that as soon as we get dates out of the gates. Thanks for calling in and heavy breathing on us, bro. We appreciate that.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that. God damn, I got a little wood. I got a little wood.
I have a legitimate question.
Great question.
This Derrick Rose situation is really heating up, isn't it? Seriously, guys.
Hey.
Who's doing what over there?
Okay, finish up your dates,
like,
dude.
Derrick Rose? It's like freaking me the fuck
finish
out.
Finish up your dates.
And then November 4th, in like 4 weeks, I will be headlining the Madhouse Wednesday night. One show, but you can see me do a lot of time, so come on down, get your dick sucked by a man!
Okay.
Wait, is dick sucking
about?
James is here, you're here, of course there's going to be dick sucking.
I'm doing a private in Las Vegas. Then the following week, I am headlining the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. We have, I'm doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday with a very special late night naughty show. 10 o'clock, we got George Perez, Steve Randolph, Jason Tebow, and these two fucking smoking hot dancers from Lace Dolls. Tickets available at VenturaHarborComedyClub.com. Get it. They will sell out. It's been fun. And, yeah, man, just hustling. Also, go to my website, and you can book me for privates. I've been doing them lately. They've been going really well. I will come to your fucking place and fuck you up.
That's crazy. The new style of privates is like, yeah, we can get dirty now.
Yeah.
It's like corporate for people who don't give a fuck.
Well, I got hired by Ari David. Do you remember Ari David?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hired me to do this event at the Improv. And I show up, and it's
Melrose
not
one?
Yeah, it's not just corporate. Like, it's 50-year-old Persian doctors.
Really?
And they had me doing 25 minutes. Like, I can fake the funk for 10 if I have to go squeaky clean.
I can't.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
Why are you hiring me?
That's like hiring.
Yeah, get Avi Lieberman.
Yeah, hire. I go, dude, and I because
I can refer you to some people that are right for what you're looking for.
If you want a clean show, hire clean comics.
Yeah. I'm looking for a great basketball player. Can you do it, Sam?
Yeah.
No. Go to the NBA.
All right, where are you going to be?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Australia.
Oh, cool, dude. You got rescheduled there?
Yeah, I'm leaving on next Tuesday, right after our next show.
Perfect.
Yeah, dude. I'll be Melbourne for a few days, then nice. Brisbane for a night, and then Sydney. One show added. All shows sold out. One show added, late show Saturday night.
You're getting laid down there.
AriTheGreat.com for tickets. Yeah, I probably
totally
will get
getting
laid.
Frank.
Potluck on Monday.
All right, man. All right. A lot of shit going on. Ari, I wanted to talk to you about this. I was kind of talking about the Comedy Store. I want to just talk a little NBA. I know we'll get into it later, but just this story is.
I saw fucking, what's his name from the Pelicans? Who's the best center in the NBA right now? Power forward.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, and there was a photoshopped of his eyebrows, and I was like, "Oh my god, he's got!" I didn't realize it was a Photoshop.
It's weird. Terrible. It's not a Photoshop.
No,
it's...
this one was
okay.
Yeah,
because he's really got bad. Have you heard about this Derrick Rose thing?
Yeah, he got injured for something else.
No. Well, that, but what? He's being accused of rape right now by this chick.
Okay, hold on. Let me just clarify. He held me down, but I wasn't fighting against it. I was kind of into it.
I know.
But I was like, no. But it was kind of our thing.
Nah.
It was like our, you know?
Nah.
Nice drop. We're getting drops now.
No, that's...
You got it.
Yeah.
That's Tebow.
You
got to
give that to Frank.
No,
that's the Mexican's chief comment was about our new show.
Yeah.
He's like, why no drops?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we don't have the capabilities. Like, what are you talking about? Renee. He came to the Comedy Store on Friday.
Yeah, it's
Saturday.
Whatever day you were here.
Oh, he's alive? I thought he died.
Dude, he's got a nasty scar. It looks like he had like a fucking cesarean section. Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, he got deported, but he's back.
Is that where they took the cocaine out?
But he's like, just get a program and do the fucking drops right into the mic, just like Tebow just did.
No! Tebow can do it. Let him do it. Tebow lives for that shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just saying. God, man, I want to kill myself, but I wish I could use an app to play noises.
So Derrick Rose gets accused of rape, okay?
By his ex-girlfriend.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They ran a train on this chick, and it's just like an NBA player. It's just something about black guys.
Wait, she goes, those four were good, but I specifically said not the
No,
fifth.
But she's trying to accuse them all. That they drugged her and they ran a train on her. Look it up.
Yeah, I have it right here. It's him and two of his friends claim, she says they claim that they drugged and gang raped her 2 years ago.
Well, gang rape is different than running a train.
And it's funny. It's like, it happened 2 years ago, but I'm going to wait till he breaks up with me to sue the fuck out of him.
Yeah, they said his representative says completely false and without any factual basis, which of course they would say.
If she's so upset about it, call the cops the next day, cunt!
Okay, Tebow.
If she's doing it right after they broke up, obviously you think, I mean, you never want to be like, for sure, she
but
wasn't
black
raped.
Guys love running trains.
Black guys do love running trains. You know why?
They love group sports.
Because they're tighter a community. They enjoy togetherness.
You know, those love group sports, man.
Yeah. And they never pass. You know, they're just taking turns. Like, come on, man. Pass the rock,
no,
nigga.
No, I got it. I'm in the zone. Give me a hole. I'm in the zone.
You know what else black people love? Their own theme songs.
Man, there's nobody like black people to miss, like, 8 shots in a row in basketball and continue to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, man, I'm open. And it's like, I know, they're leaving you open because you keep missing.
Yeah, dude, and if you're the white guy on the team, they don't let you shoot.
You can hit 5 in a row and then miss one. They're like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I know.
They don't give a fuck. So a lot of stuff at UFC,
I have a question for you before
NFL.
We get to that. NFL. Wait,
would you just skip right over gang rape for fucking 37 seconds?
No, I have a
question. No, I'm with gang rape. Let's keep talking
about that. But I had a question for you. Sunday Night Football was on.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching it, and it goes to a commercial, so then I like go through whatever they call it, the menu to see what else is on kind of thing.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I'm turning it off.
I noticed that he was just patting you on the back. I know. I'll go, preseason Clipper game. And then it dawns on me. There is a very meaningful football game happening on regular TV. And I'm like, I bet my life Sam Tripoli is only watching this Clipper preseason game, not even looking at the actual football game. Last
Sunday
night, two nights ago.
Sunday.
Actually, I didn't
watch either.
I didn't watch either.
That surprised me.
I record them.
I record the game
and I'll either watch it later that night when I just can't sleep.
But the preseason basketball you record.
I will
not
watch
the actual
it.
Wow. Mean
but
over
I will
football.
Flip back and forth from the Monday night game
Sunday night.
Or Sunday night game.
But you
to,
are
to preseason. That's
you
crazy.
Are watching,
that's a hardcore Clipper fan.
You're watching football, but I'm saying you are not watching the football game and then when it goes to commercial checking the other game.
I'm going back
you're
and
watching
forth.
The Clipper
both
game.
Equal both equally
bullshit.
Have.
There's no way in fucking hell.
Not
you're
half,
not 70-30 Clipper game.
I'm not against it.
Half would imply that you watch until a commercial, then flip to the next thing all the way straight until a commercial, and then
I will
back.
Probably watch
right.
more of the
yeah.
preseason game.
By the way, that's
I was like,
that's
I bet Tripoli doesn't even know there's a football game on right now.
I do.
And he's screaming in his living room about a preseason basketball
I love
game.
It, dude. This is the best team we've ever had. But you want to get back to gang rape. Right?
Well, hold on. First, that Terrence William catch was one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Which one? Wait,
it to tie
oh,
the game.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
laying
yeah.
all out on the sideline and the back of the end zone.
Dude, the best catch was the game you were at. That Beckham catch.
Oh, that Beckham catch.
But
amazing.
Did you see he made that exact same catch on Sunday?
No, really.
Identical, like one handed like this, falling backwards, but he landed out of bounds, so it didn't count. But everybody was
shit.
Going nuts, like
the
fuck, man,
this.
He did it again.
Yeah, that guy's good.
I mean. Falling backwards, like
Giants could be 4-0.
The Giants could win the division. I think they're in line right now.
I mean,
they're
Dallas
the
is walking dead.
But here's the problem with Dallas:
it's
their defense
up.
Is back to 2 years ago, Davis. But they just got back Greg Hardy. They just got back
got
somebody
back,
else too.
They got him for the first time.
Well, right, but I'm saying like he'll now join their team. You're right.
And everything
you're
I right. hear that Dez will be back game 7, so that's like 3 more weeks.
All we got to do, that's what I was saying, if we just go 5-5 before they get all the big people back.
I think you could do better than that. I mean, you got a toilet paper division.
We could have won that game. Why not go for 2 with under a minute left?
You could have won that Falcon game.
Why not
too?
Go for it? Your defense is completely
that's
tired.
That's the ginger, dude.
Why not go for 2 there? Win the game right there.
Yeah, that's a baller move, too. It's like, fuck it, we're going
Whedon's
for 2.
Whedon's not as bad as you thought he would be.
Who? Whedon?
Yeah,
no, he's okay. Right. He just can't really go long.
He doesn't have a deep
and
ball.
And so now they're
going
to stop fearing him going long. As they're going to start preparing for him as opposed to just for the Cowboys,
they're
going to be like, oh, single coverage.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
All you need. Just watch out for Witten. Watch out for the dump-offs.
Yeah. Stop the run. Put 8 in the box. Send the heat on him, and then we'll just go one-on-one with everybody. Until Dez is back. Then you'll start double-teaming.
I mean, also, Matt Castle's been practicing. Maybe they'll make him starter this week.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that move. I mean,
I think he's
doing
single.
Okay, and now he's gelling with him a little bit.
Oh, so Wheaton's lost 9 in a row now, right?
If you date back to
which we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but honestly, wouldn't put the first game 2 games ago on him. 23 of 26 is like fucking great.
Oh, that is good.
You know what I don't get? I was texting with Adam eBay. How is Whitten always so open?
It's because he generally blocks. That's
there's
the thing.
Certain
he's
people in the NFL, that just
open.
Like. 3rd and 7, and you're like, go Whitten again. God damn this guy.
What about Gronkowski?
Yeah, I never heard of him, but Gronkowski's always open,
I knew. Okay, let's do this.
Gronkowski.
Okay.
We need that bell back.
What about Gronkowski?
We need that mispronunciation bell. Remember that bell? We had an actual bell.
Fun bells.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're like, what, Gronkowski?
Gronkowski? Gronkowski?
All right, so when I'm gang raping someone, I prefer.
But it's just so interesting that black guys love running trains.
I really think the claims the false rape claim should have almost the same punishment as a rape.
Let's bet. Has Ari had a threesome with two girls or two guys? Why are you gurgling cum right now?
Let's take the bets.
Okay,
I say no on both.
I'm going to say no as well.
I mean, he just lost his virginity when he got his TV credits
actually,
2 years ago.
I'm going to say no. If he did, it's within the next last year and a half.
I'm going to say yes, and it's opposite ends, Eiffel Tower.
What does that mean?
It's James? So it's you're not, I mean, like, you're fucking
pig roast.
Back. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you say, hold on, James, you can ask. The white ghost can ask, too.
I'm going
to
say yes.
James says yes.
Aaron says yes. James says yes.
Aaron says, of course. He's
okay,
very confident.
Yeah, James says 2 girls because, God forbid, his idol goes fucking no homo.
I might lose a little bit of respect.
Hey, he brought us a box of donuts, and he brought you a fucking Jew omelet.
I want one. I would say, I've never had a threesome.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a disappointment.
Now, have you tried?
Yeah, I've tried. I've actually contacted a couple girls. I'm like, can you set something up?
Really?
Have you ever had a girl?
I have a girl. It's currently like saying, I'll get something for you.
Now, well, that's the only way
it happens.
Girls make it happen.
Yeah,
guys,
the girls
sure.
have it.
Unless
yeah.
you're Chris D'Elia and his
monster
dick.
That's what Okerson and Christine do. They go in a bar, and Oakeson goes, go, go. Or Christine, they're all talking, and Christine just like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? After they all talk, oh, it's great. Or Jay's like, when he's flirting with a girl, they'll be like, hey, whatever. He goes, oh, no, I could never fuck you.
I'm thinking about going to work
permission.
Back
and
in the
like,
strip club.
They're like, what? Girlfriend's permission? He goes, no, don't worry about it. I can't fuck you. He's like, I wouldn't fuck you anyways. Like, well, I can't unless I get my girlfriend's permission. And then they're like, wait, what?
Oh, goes, they yeah, play good. They do a little game I like to call good cock, bad cock.
Yeah. Which is Dave Taylor's whole thing.
Good cock, bad cock.
Yeah.
Is this a good cock, bad cock song?
Which is all Dave Taylor does. If you ever watch Dave Taylor just go mental warfare on chicks,
yeah.
He just pins them against a wall somewhere and just starts to break
verbally.
Them down. He's like
Syria. He made Shannon Sussman cry in the back. One
then
of the most beautiful women in the
dick,
world.
Right?
No, but she would have. If he just knows how to close. Here's Taylor's problem. He's got 8 strong innings,
yeah.
And then it drops off the face of the
yep.
earth.
Dude,
I was at a Christmas. Nick Youssef and I went to a Christmas party for this improv theater thing, anyways, nonetheless, we're at this party.
Sarah's?
Then, yeah, her thing, exactly, where she had that raffle and shit. This girl comes up to us, and there's a lot of cute girls, and she goes, who do you guys know here? You know, everyone's just standing around kind of awkwardly. And we're like, oh, we're friends with Sarah, and I directed one of the shows. You guys both comedians? And we're like, yeah. She goes, where do you guys work? We're like, oh, we're at the Comedy Store a lot. You know, oh, fucking Comedy Store. She's pretty cute. Ugh, you know, I did stand up there once, and I will never go back there again. This one guy was so fucking mean to me from stage, and he was, like, calling me names and, like, told me I was fat and I was
ugly. Could you guess? Could you just guess?
Yeah, so we go, what was his name? I don't remember his name, but I'll never go back there again. We're like, was he tall, bald, really tall, bald? Yes, that's him. That's him. I was like, yeah, that sounds like Dave Taylor.
It's amazing.
Me and
Dave
Nick
Taylor
were just laughing.
Dave Taylor getting an excuse. But if you're if you own a battered dog from a shelter and they growl at you like, oh, he's a battered dog, everybody goes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Taylor was a battered dog.
Yeah.
He didn't
get
laid for 10 years. That's like not giving somebody a fucking treat for 10 years.
Right?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I love when people go, I'm not going up at the Comedy Store. Why? Why aren't you going up there? Because they just won't open the doors and let you do whatever the fuck you want. That's what, at the end of the day, it's because, you know, it's like there's people who hate the Laugh Factory.
Less people now hate the Comedy Store because it's so popular now.
Yeah. And it's like, Jameis is an asshole.
There's still some hate.
We're at the point, there's some hate for people to get it, residual hate too, where it's like, you hate Tonight Show, and like, that ain't the Jay Leno show anymore, idiot. Yeah.
I think Maria Bamford won't perform there because of what passed, but it's like,
Bamford
got
jizz
on
in.
Your face.
Bamford didn't get in. I did this at the Westwood Bruco open mic. Remember the alternative open mic there for a while that Van Sanders ran? And I was like, who here hates the Comedy Store? And like a lot of them raised their hand. And I was like, who here is showcased to get into the Comedy Store and knock on it? And a lot of the same people raised their hands. Like, well, that's why you hate it.
Exactly.
Okay,
you can't let everybody in.
Yeah. Here's the thing on that. Right now, it's fucking powerful. It's like the fucking Israeli nation when King David was there.
Okay.
And they said,
let's
no more conversions.
Crazy.
No conversions. We're too powerful. You're not doing it for the right reasons
Oh,
anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So they
that's
didn't
a
allow,
story?
Yeah, they didn't allow anyone to join. Not even, like, talk you out of it. They didn't allow anyone to join because, like, you're only trying to join because we're the fucking head empire right now. And then that went away, and now we're like, you can come.
What do you think would cause the Comedy Store to lose its mojo?
Getting Dane Cook there, for sure. That would hurt a lot.
I totally agree with that. Why do you think it's going to happen?
I don't.
No, I think eBay's pretty smart about it. The way he said to Mencia, and Mencia was like, after eBay took over as talent coordinator, and he was like, yeah, I want to go up next, which is always like Mencia's allowed to bump, you know? And then eBay's like, no, you can't do that. In the lineups, like in 7 more comics, you can go up then. He goes, what? What are you talking about? And eBay's like, hey, dude, you know what this is. Like, I'm not like the other guys. I'm actually understanding of stand-up comedy. And give me a break, man.
Yeah.
You know what this is. You steal from people.
Yeah.
You never call in. You just bump.
Yeah.
You disrupt all the good things we have going on.
And you're not white.
Yeah. He didn't outright tell me not to perform here, but he's like, here's the number to call in.
Yeah, call in with your spot.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like
you don't need to run
just
over
like fucking David Spade does, just like everybody else does, Joe Rogan does. Everybody
we'll give you a spot. Just call in.
Yeah, call in. Tell us what nights you
want
to come by.
Fake name
I'll
if you
give
want.
You a spot. Show up at that time.
But you're not gonna fuck over the lineups. These lineups are great. Santino's great. You know what I mean? People like that are like coming up and awesome. And it's like, why are you fucking them over? We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
You're
going
to run the light. You're going to go forever. And then you're going to hang out in
the early show on Saturday
room.
Was packed this week.
Yeah.
The 7:30 show was packed. Do we need someone coming in there to not lend their name to the fucking lineup to get people in there just to fuck over all those comics?
Yeah. You know? Sunday's crowd was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's for the most part.
Dude, we had.
It's packed every night.
Me and Edgar were on stage trying to work out the story, and I just brought up in the crowd. I brought up before. Were you there?
I walked by and saw you guys both up there. It looked like you guys were having fun.
No, before that. So I asked somebody from the crowd, like, what's your favorite drug? I wanted to get into a mushroom story. And this guy was like, mushrooms. And I was like, oh, yeah? And it was perfect, you know? And he was like, but I've never done them. And I was like, why have you never done them? He goes, I don't know where to find them. This dude on the right stands up with a fucking sack of mushrooms and goes, here you go, bro, in the problem. And it was like, what?
Did he take him right
there? Yeah, he was like, let me pay you. And the guy's like, no, I don't want any money. He goes, no, please let me pay you, because it's kind of Persian, you know, and that's the commerce, you know, they deal in. But like, I was like, dude, the guy doesn't want money. He wants you to have a good time. And he was like, no. I'm like, trust me, you'll understand after you take the mushrooms.
Yeah, I have a question.
Did he eat the mushrooms right there?
No, not right there.
Oh, that would have been
good. I know. Yeah. We were trying to get him to do it, but he's like, no, tomorrow. I was like, okay.
I have a question. How is mushrooms his favorite drug if he's never done mushrooms?
I know, right? That's how great mushrooms
are.
That's a weird
thing to say.
That's what I
said. Bro, I like to slam heroin, bro. Really? Never tried before, but sounds wonderful.
Why do you sound like
I don't know
like
why Persians sound like, yeah, I was going to say, they sound like a Muppet vampire.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, okay, let me just tell you this. It's really upsetting me. Go ahead. What
well, I'm just going to talk about Tebow came on my podcast yesterday, International Bad Boys Hour. And
how come you don't have me on ever?
Because you're one, you don't live in town. And
good point.
Yeah, and you should call in.
I told that story about when I got chased at Dodger Stadium, then I wound up waking up banging that chick.
Oh, that was from Dodger Stadium, that's right.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So I was talking about how there's so much cocaine back at the store, and everybody's fucking, but nobody's telling me about it, and I'm so upset.
There is cocaine. You can see sometimes when or like someone like that.
Oh yeah, they're all.
And it's like,
up.
Wow, you are very happy and like.
I was saying,
hey,
that
what are
the
you guys
day.
Doing? It's like, oh,
Sam Rose is like, either super happy or the meanest bitch. It cracks me up.
Rose sometimes has good coke. Like she, expresses herself good on coke, where she's like, hey, good time. Oh, fuck that guy. How you guys doing? And it's like, all right,
yeah.
Good coke.
I was saying yesterday we were talking about that, and I'm like, I don't know if it's that we're getting older, and it's funny that you say that because, you know, you're gone and I'm there, you know, three times a week, and I'm like. I was saying, I can't remember who I was talking, maybe Mervis or one of those people that I know, like, every now and then a party. I'm like, dude, it's not like it used to be here, because back, you know, 5-10 years ago, everybody, there was coke everywhere. Everyone was doing coke. And now nobody's doing coke here anymore.
Well, it comes in.
And
he goes,
you're super wrong. It's just, you're not in the circle anymore.
Yeah, that's so true, because we're in recovery.
Like,
nobody
like,
wants to tell us about
everybody's doing
it.
Coke. He's like, dude,
where's the coke room now? Where's the coke room?
I don't know. That's
I don't know. No one will tell us.
It's not behind the pot room. It used to be behind the pot room.
It used to be behind the pot room.
And they would have to go in shame past the pot people.
Shame.
Like,
I do it with pride. I grab whatever chick I want to fucking numb fuck, and I take her and I do blow.
Numb fuck.
I feel like I know where it is.
Where?
I think it's somewhere in the main room, because they close it down now. And like, but it's also like, it's not actually ever
upstairs,
really
upstairs, by where the sound is.
Where Jill used to fuck black guys while her boyfriend was managing downstairs, up by the sound booth, where they find condoms and half-open bottles of beer. She would just fuck people, do coke, and fuck people as her sober boyfriend was working downstairs.
Yeah.
Am I the only guy in this room that never fucked Jill Allen?
I didn't.
I did.
I wouldn't. You did.
Did
a bunch
you?
Of time.
Nah, you got a chick.
I slammed ham.
Well, what are you, a fucking eighth grader?
Yeah.
I beat up her beaver with my dingus. I had a dream a little bit early on of when I was really disliking Dean for letting Jill fucking run the place. I love how she comes around now. I was like, I'm sorry, I was an asshole before. Like, you were only an asshole. Find a new place. No one has good memories of you.
Yeah. Go hang
start
by
over.
The improv.
Go get somewhere else. But anyway, the only dream was fucking her, and then coming on her wrist that says Dean on it. And letting it drip down onto Dean's steering wheel of his BMW.
That's so retarded.
That she drives while he had to drive the Commerce van home.
While he was working.
Yeah.
She used to fuck dudes in cars in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. No shame.
What? Did he not? He just didn't care.
He just came up. Pussy. She walked all
cool,
over
bro.
Him.
You got it.
I remember
cool
when
her.
She left for like a couple years and she came back and I go to the improv because I think a naughty show is coming up and she's waiting in line to do comedy. And I'm literally like, hey, what's up? She's like, hi. Like, you want to go? She's like, yeah. And that was it.
You just went and fucked?
Yeah, we just went and did some blow in my car and fucked.
You want to go? That's great when you know a girl's like,
I miss those girls.
A good Katie day.
Yeah.
You can see her like, oh, you've been the right amount of
Who's
drinking.
Who's the new Katie? Is there a new Katie?
For sure, for sure. There always are new Katies.
I got a theory. But here's the thing about Katie is that she was certifiably crazy.
But she was great.
Also
her mom
real
was
pretty.
A playmate.
Mm-hmm. Also real pretty. Mind everybody.
Gorgeous
Paris
asshole.
Pretty.
Gorgeous asshole. Gorgeous.
She was pretty. She was, you know, fun to be around. Her butthole was dope.
Sweet asshole.
You had to get her at a fucking 8 p.m. That's the problem. It's like, hopefully
she
shows
up. The best story ever. The best story ever was Josh Adam Myers banging her, then her blowing you. And that's like,
no,
Josh Adam Myers bangs her at like noon. She blows you at like 8:30. And then Tripoli's banging her like midnight and making out with her.
No, and then Hinchcliffe had done it earlier.
Yeah, she had like, she went to fuck like three or four people.
And we all felt like,
and
yeah,
you know what?
I pulled that.
You know what? I thank her for it. I thank her for it. Has there been
real
any,
American hero?
Has there been any mass shootings at the Comedy Store?
No.
Exactly.
Because no, chicks are fucking everybody. That's why. Get your dick wet. You don't want to shoot a gun.
Uh-huh.
Which is why we should legalize prostitution.
The only problem with that, with those girls, the only problem with that, and it's more less them problem, more our problem, is when one of us gets chlamydia, we all get chlamydia.
No, the problem is when those girls stop fucking one guy, he gets so angry.
A.K.A. Sandy Danto?
Yeah, they get so angry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I just fell in love with fucking, what's her name?
Katie Mantella?
With Katie.
I think they lived together.
And it was like, dude, you're not falling in love. He goes, no, we just hang out, we're just friends. And then all of a sudden he goes, it happened.
I think they lived together for a while.
She's hot as fuck.
She is hot. And she's sort of cool, too.
She's cool as
like,
shit.
When you talk to her daytime,
cool.
You're like, you're pretty cool.
She's cool. Drug.
She got pregnant.
She
went
did?
Up to the mountains, did a shitload of acid, and then lost her baby. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
That sound effect was called nuclear alarm.
Yeah. We should have somewhere on the wall.
Oh my god.
We should have somewhere on the wall for fucking.
Dude, that's gotta be the most fun abortion of all time.
Hear that, Derek Rose's girlfriend?
How nonchalantly you just casually said that just fucking blew my mind.
You're like, where are you going? Oh!
I was like, what?
Yeah, the store is a fun, great. Fun place.
That is fun, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you this. This is what I want to remember. You don't need to remind me anymore. So me and Edgar went up last night, two nights ago, worked on something, and then get off. Who's the waitress? Jenny Windrum. Yeah. She was like, hey, some guys want to buy you a drink. And my first thought was, we'll just keep the money and tell them you bought me something expensive. And then she's like, what? No, a drink. I was like, all right, get me some scotch. And then she did. And I didn't feel like drinking. It was a heavy pour. And I really didn't feel like drinking.
That's the comedy.
They always do that.
Yeah, it's
thank
cool.
God.
They hook up, especially the comics. You know, it's like, oh, here, I'll get three times as much as I should have.
Yeah, here's a bottle of Jack Daniels for $2.
Yeah, you get to the UK, they have like equalized pours.
Oh,
like,
dude, Australia's
so
horrible.
And
dude,
a single shot is like, there's nothing. You have to order a double. Mm-hmm. You have to. Because it's just not anything. And at the comedy store, they order you like a 3.5. But anyway. I was like, all right, and she poured it, and then I took like two sips. I didn't want it. I was in the back smoking, you know. And
are you
then
a
Boone
scotch
was there.
Drinker?
Yeah, for a little while after Scotland.
Okay.
But and a little before too, because Eric, the manager, like teaches me stuff. He's
why do I feeling you like to drink in a robe?
I'm back there. The thing has like this much, like really like two sips out of it, and it's one of the big like highball ones.
Yeah.
It's filled up, and Boone was there. He's like, oh, you got some whatever, and I was like, no, hey Boone, if you want though, you can have my scotch.
I bet he didn't drink it.
Yeah, he goes, was it the ice is melted. I'm like, it's just water, man. That's a normal thing for scotch. A little bit of water is like normal.
Yep.
That's not even bad. He goes, well, I'm like, it's still really cold, man. It's still good. He's like, you drink out of it? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I had a couple sips. He goes, oh, I don't want to be
yeah,
drink out of it.
He's a big germaphobe. He washes
I was like,
his
Boone,
hands like 50 times a day.
Boone Shakalaka is afraid of getting something from me?
Yes.
You're afraid of what I'm going to give you? Boone Shakalaka? Are you joking right
he
now?
He sleeps in a dumpster.
You sleep in a dumpster?
Dude.
And you're afraid of what my two sips of my mouth is going to give you?
And I bet he did it in like a condescending way, too, where he's like, did you drink out of it? You're like, yeah. He's like,
yes, that's exactly what he did. I was like, Boone Shakalaka is refusing to drink.
Yep.
A fucking alcoholic homeless person.
Yep. Dude, I once had
He took a straw and sucked it down.
Scotch out with a straw to avoid my mouth.
And you still get hearing is that he's got AIDS. Tell him he's got AIDS.
Ooh, don't do that.
Tell him he's got AIDS.
Don't do that.
I was like, are you crazy? He goes, can I sleep at your house? And I was like, no. He goes, and then he just walks away.
Can I sleep at your house? Can I use your bathtub?
How about for $100? I'm like,
has anyone ever said yes?
Yeah, probably Dan Bylak when he fucked him.
Yeah, I imagine people have. I imagine people have. Dude, one time I was in Westwood Village.
You know Dan Bylak slid him some D at some point. You know he
just
did.
Just like for the fuck of it. I was in Westwood Village one time. Same thing happened to me. This homeless guy comes by. He's like, hey, man, can I get a cigarette? I'm like, sure, man. Here you go. You got any change? And he's just like one of those guys that's just going to keep asking me for shit until I fucking... So, and it was like rain. It was a shitty day. So I gave him, I don't know, like 75 cents or whatever I had. So I'm waiting for the bus. And I'm drinking a big gulp, like one of the bigger big gulps. And this is what he looked like shit. And this is what he says to me. There's a third request, like three wishes from a homeless genie. Can I get a sip of that? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Nick, I'm going to give you a sip of this. Yeah, go ahead, slobber your fucking jack-o'-lantern, no teeth mouth all over this. And then back to the team. So I go, no, man, take the whole thing. Have it. Take it. Just finish it. It's like half gone. It's all yours. So he's like, thanks, dude. And he flips the straw on me. Oh. I was like, you dumb fuck. Oh. All day long, I'm like, God, man, what's wrong with me where old fucking jack-o'-lantern face flips a straw on me? He doesn't want what I have.
Good old jack-o'-lantern face.
Right?
That fight was pretty good. That Dorian Cormier.
All right, let's get in some UFC.
I mean, that was a good fight. Let's be honest, that was a good
fight. The undercards.
The whole fight. What was Eddie Bravo's boy? Bond?
Bon Scott?
James Bond.
No, you're talking about.
Look it up. UFC
192.
Go to the undercard.
Immediately, I'm looking for James Bond.
Dude, that fight was good. That guy literally was put in fucking Queer Street. Eddie Bravo's boy.
Why, you got knocked out?
Alan Jubon,
dude.
James Alan Jubon, dude, he's
a great fighter, but, you know, you always hear, he's on Queer Street. You're like, what does that mean? And, dude, he literally got knocked out, and he was just running around going, no!
What, yeah. Really?
No! Just running around.
Oh, you really still out of it? When he stood back
but
up?
But he was running like this.
Like his brain isn't working. Yeah. He's like shorting out.
He's on Queer Street. But he was fighting this Russian guy that you're like, that guy's
who?
Good.
Magomedov?
Yeah.
What was his name? Look it up. Jubon?
Alan Jubon.
Magomedov
versus
or something?
Albert Tumanov.
Tumanov. That kid Tumanov. Is good. That was a great fight. There were some very evenly matched fights, and there was
he got performance of the night.
It was one of those again where I thought the prelims were better than the main event.
Yep. No, I thought the whole fight was good.
That Cormier fight was a good fight.
I mean, if you take away the knee, to Daniel's face, where he was like kind of wobbly, damn near saved by the bell. I thought it was just like a dominant performance.
I'm gonna say something that's gonna be very controversial. Do you know who I think the hottest female MMA fighter is?
Hold on. Let us think about it first. Okay, go.
Jessica Ai. Her body is the best out of anybody fighting right now. When you watched her in her fucking... Dude, her body is thick and nice and portioned.
I like how you went from liking it to hating it. Wait, I like the Karate Hottie.
Karate Hottie's good.
She's hot, dude. She's got a nice body.
Jessica Ai is a thick bitch.
What?
Karate Hottie's got smooth fat, which are
oh, really? I love
of.
Smooth fat.
Me
let's
too.
See. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
It's a picture of her face.
Yeah, that's her face, but her body's the best.
Look up the Karate Hottie.
If that was a girl at the Comedy Store, if that was a pass around at the Comedy Store, it'd be like, I don't know.
I would fuck the bottom
you
out of
you would sometimes.
All the time.
But it'd be like,
that's who I am.
Can I not do better than
that's
this?
That's who I am.
Open sexual Sam, as opposed to like those 2 years, you're like, shh. You know, come on.
I get it. I see the body.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, she's thick. I mean, like, you're going to hit meat every time you dive.
I don't like women. I don't like women whose bodies are too good.
I like
I lose boners.
Do you like abs, like tight abs on
no.
a chick?
No.
I don't either.
I want cummy tummy.
But it looks good.
I like cummy tummies, too.
Like but it looks good.
Rub it in like it's
when you see a girl with like a half top or something, and it's
and
not
she's like
abs,
jogging,
like super
and you're
flat,
like, wow,
and you're like,
really
God
fit.
Damn. Yeah, but
yeah.
then you get them naked, it's like, I don't know,
you're
for
like,
some reason.
Yeah, what are you going to do, put me in a triangle, you cunt? And now, you know.
Shorter ones.
What was the name, Northcutt?
Oh,
Did you see
Northcutt?
See Sage Northcutt. Did you see the flip?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Play show it. Him the Sage gift. Northcutt flip.
Wow.
It was the weirdest shit you've ever seen. You're like, you okay, that
flip.
Just happened.
And the octagon front flip.
Really?
Yeah. It's and really
the,
good.
Somersault stuff.
You know that the UFC wants Northcutt and Paige VanZant. Didn't you tweet that? Yeah. Just the fuck. They're
really?
Two Christians. They're really Christians. They just, after their fight, they went and saw Joel Osteen. Not together.
No
they
way.
Both met there. And they're like, you're there here. I'm here too. Oh, they would love that.
Dude. Yes.
Wow, really?
Paige
yeah.
And Sage forever.
I mean,
Sage,
Joel Osteen is really the truth in the way. Or is that Jesus? What are they trying to say? I forget now.
They're both.
Oh,
with,
okay.
his, with his ghost eyes, like he just saw a ghost masturbating. Doesn't Joel Osteen look like he saw a ghost
I'm gonna
masturbating?
Get you to hate
like,
it. I'm going to get you to hate it.
Let's not ruin it. Let's not ruin it, Tebow.
He's going to overkill it. He's going to rein it in over the next few weeks. But he's got to, like, it's a new guy
yeah,
with an android right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you not find it?
No, I am. It's just an ad. Give me a sec.
So. You're an ad.
You're an ad.
An
oh!
Oh! Oh, no, he did it. Oh, no, he did it.
Dude, my show yesterday was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I heard. That's yep. what James was telling him. He
start
says,
to finish, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
He said everybody rocked.
God.
When you woke up this morning, you're at an Airbnb, right?
Uh-huh.
When you woke up this morning, did you like kind of like stretch and then looking at the end of the bed was just James sitting there waiting for you to wake up, staring at you creepily?
Good morning, sir. I've been awake.
Who had the best story?
Wake up.
I don't know about best, but Rollins fucking killed.
Henry
Rollins killed.
Oh,
Jim
yeah.
Jim Brewer killed.
I heard.
God, it was good.
What was Rollins' story about it? You can't say.
Do people combine stories sometimes?
Taking acid for the first
being
time?
Being forced by Black Flag to take acid.
Oh,
the,
wow.
The lead singer. Pretty much being jumped into Black Flag and then them telling him he had to try acid. It was great.
Crazy.
It was great. Yeah. He's going to be in the psychedelia episode. He's going to be in the first episode, actually.
That's great.
Yeah.
Everybody had to do psychedelics on that
no,
one?
No. Scheduling's too hard to get them all into one
Who
show.
Who bombed really hard, and you hate them now?
Nobody. I was kept waiting for it.
The
Nobody.
Chick kid did well?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got to cut it down, but yeah, she did great. Annie.
How long are the stories?
They really go as long as they want, but I tell people, like, you know, riff, and if it doesn't go anywhere, I'll just cut it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't feel like, oh, I don't know if it's going to go good.
I'm coming Wednesday.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm going to be there Wednesday.
Artie Lang is doing the second show Wednesday.
I might go tonight because Wednesday we got a little something called a very important Cubs game happening.
Oh, yeah. So wait, when are the Dodgers
Hold on,
playing
are
at home?
Hold on, we're done with the UFC?
No, I got the video right here.
Jesus Christ.
Stage flip.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
So far?
It's coming up.
Okay, he's just destroying this
match. Who's the Christian?
Leg.
On the right?
Double leg.
And then switches levels,
yep.
And then fucking just starts raining elbows. That kid's good. And that dude might be the...
I love when the ref stands right over
you. He might be
like,
the best looking guy. Here you go. Here it comes.
No, that's not it either.
Yeah, it is right here.
No, that's not it.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking
about. He does it after he wins. And it just stands there and he goes, boom! And he just flips.
Oh, yeah,
he did it again.
It's a crazy flip.
He might be the best looking guy in the UFC too.
Yeah, Matt Riddle was for a while, but
no, this guy's like
Luke
a model.
Rockhold's pretty good looking.
This guy's a model. He's ripped. You know
He's
what I mean?
19.
We should line them all up and suck their dicks.
Is he only 19?
Most delicious.
I bet that guy's dick tastes like fucking cotton candy.
You know, I bet
he's 19.
I bet you it tastes
is
like
19 in the UFC.
Is that true?
The body
know.
Of Christ. Yes,
I don't
know. He
Somebody
is.
Tell me that right now.
7-0.
Wow.
In the UFC, 7-0?
Well, that was his first
MMA.
6-0
okay.
MMA.
Yeah, I mean, it was
What's
a
going
very,
on over there, Frank?
What's going on?
Trying to find a better video, because it keeps going to ads.
You didn't know how to back up 20 seconds?
Every time I do, it refreshes the ad.
Fucking Mexican, man. They don't know about the scrolling system.
Mexicans just got dial-up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're into Catholicism and not scrolling back.
Can I get the Bible on this?
Wait, when is the Dodgers' first home game?
Friday, maybe?
No, I don't. I couldn't.
I'm so excited.
Because they got home field over the Mets, right?
Yeah, can you believe the Mets just. All they
had
to do was win two out of the last four, and they melted.
They're playing today, 5 o'clock.
Yankees playing today?
Tanaka versus the fucking Houston.
What about your boy CeCe?
A's. He's done good. I'm glad. He went to rehab. CeCe Sabathia went to rehab for alcohol. And I'm honestly happy about it right now, because right now, he's not good. He's their fourth starter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? And they were already talking about putting him in the bullpen. Why even have him there?
Okay, here that comes. Okay.
It's the same one for sure. Right.
It's just like, whatever. Look how jacked this guy is. He looks like he's 19.
There it is, right here it comes. Hey, hey, look at this. Hey,
is that Rogan with him?
What? He looks like he bad hair, though.
He does.
He has bad
hair.
Watch
this. Hey, boom. I took it out.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
He just kicked his leg out behind him.
How crazy is that?
He didn't even run. He was like, yo, what's that? Okay, here you go.
He's like, that's how physically fit I am.
Yeah, that's like what it's like to be 19.
He didn't even jump up and do it. He just stayed in place.
It was like Street Fighter.
God, he needs to learn that with a kick at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, just like drop a chop.
a high chop.
They had this Mexican fighting against this white kid.
Yara Rodriguez.
And, dude, he was doing crazy kicks. Like roll kicks, karate chops.
He won Tough Mexico.
Yair. What does that mean?
The Ultimate Fighter in Mexico.
The worst fucking pussy in Tijuana or something like that.
Speaking of tough, by the way. Go.
Nine. Okay, all right.
I didn't do that is what I'm saying, Sam.
Yes, you did. Of course, that's the one you pick, the Nazi one.
So, all right. So I guess we're done with the UFC.
If that guy Northcutt, if he came in my mouth, or that guy was like, come in my mouth, save my mouth, and then he was like, no, I got to shoot a woman.
No, God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
So stupid. I love how Ari just keeps looking at me and shaming me. No, man, you're fucking stupid with that. But if I could touch it, I could make a funny thing, too. Hey, real quick, congratulations, Tate Fletcher, a good friend of the show. The Ultimate Fighter.
Winner of the Ultimate Fighter, 72.
No, did not win. He did not win that.
He won our hearts and minds.
But he won our soul and our friendship for life. But the Ultimate Fighter is doing a Where Are They Now special, and they're taping him all day today, and then they're going into Mexico and taping him tomorrow. And that should be
airing. Going to Mexico, finding some new coffee beans?
Yeah, no, New Mexico, where his gym is. They're going to go to his gym.
Good for you,
support Caveman Coffee, and when that tough Where Are They Now episode is on, watch him and tell him you love him.
Did you get the email about how he messed up the draft read completely?
Who did? We did?
We got it right, though, today.
We got it right?
Yeah, but it was really good.
I know. They're just like, it's not a...
Well, we didn't give the right code away.
You know what we did? We didn't do draft.com/punchdrunksports.
We didn't do that today either?
No, we did. But we talked it up because I was playing it.
Have people been challenging you?
I have, dude.
Yeah. Sam's 3-0.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you, fans. Fuck you.
And you can do college football, too. And baseball.
And the Cubs. When do they play?
Tomorrow at 5. Dave Taylor and I getting a Hollywood Pies and watching it exclusively together. He's wearing a Pirates hat. I'm wearing a condom and fucking him in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cubs condom.
Cubs condom.
I don't know who I want that.
What?
Well, they're both hard luck teams.
On what purpose? But the Pirates have, like, been to the World Series in 100 years. They've won things in 100 years.
I want who has the best chance of beating. Now, let's talk, Aaron. Bring in the white guy.
Yeah.
Bring in the ghost. As a Cardinals fan, I know you think you'd be both of them.
Yeah,
which one
puts
more fear in you?
The Cubs.
The Cubs put more fear in you? Really? Yeah. Well, they're playing. They're really hot.
They're playing
the second
hot.
Half, they're
and
the
they got
hot.
Mashers.
Them and the Blue Jays are the hottest teams the second half.
The Pirates have a lot more speed in their outfield. Those guys can run around the bases like crazy, but the Cubs have home run hitters. Like
but
crazy.
Who's got
and
the better pitching?
Good pitching.
Cubs?
By the way, they're probably even pitching. If you just made a video clip and had said Aaron talks about black people and then just had that clip. And just had that clip, those guys can run around the bases real fast. He would get in so much trouble.
I know what I heard him say. I know what he meant.
Yeah.
So I'd like the Cubs then. I'd like to see the Cubs because
I'd like the Cubs or the I don't want St. Louis enough already.
I'm done with it.
Sorry, we're just awesome.
And then who do we got?
The Yankee fan saying enough already.
Yeah,
no shit, bro.
27 world champions.
Yeah, man. We don't want somebody close to us.
Yeah. I'm
we
just
are
happy.
The, we are
I
the closest.
That, I think
at 11.
Who? Now here's
Cardinals.
My problem with the Dodgers, Aaron. Why has Don Manley switched the order of Kershaw and Greinke?
Greinke's been more dominant.
No, but Greinke should.
That's a great answer.
One.
Oh, he's
a gross
logical
answer.
Two?
Yeah, he switched it to two.
That's stupid. Yeah.
It's why are they trying to like get that to us last year? Mm-hmm. And that's what fucked us up.
Yeah.
Greinke all last season was the number one pitcher, followed by Kershaw. Then when the playoffs came, he switched it again and started off with Kershaw. And it's like, why are you doing that?
He's a terrible manager.
And the problem is they're not both going to get starts in the first round, right?
No, five they games.
They will.
One, two.
Your number one will pitch twice.
Yeah,
number
one will pitch twice. Yeah. To pitch
so you want
twice.
Greinke to pitch
yeah.
twice.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. They're not going to.
Greinke sets a better tone, I think.
I don't know why he's doing it, dude.
He's
they
more
should...
money.
Mattingly has not been a great.
No,
it
I got to be honest
to say
with
it.
You.
He has not been a great GM.
His, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who he keeps on, who he keeps off on the playoff roster. They were talking yesterday that they think Van Slyke's going to be left off, which I'm
Andy
okay.
Van Slyke?
No, his son.
Okay. It is his son?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Dick really? Van Dyke?
Yeah, it's Andy Van Slyke's son.
I see dead people.
Why? That doesn't even fit there. Is he dead? Is Dick Van Dyke
I don't know.
No.
You know, he's just at the comedy
he's
store.
He's at the store.
Let me Google it.
Spirit. No, I think that...
You can't just hit random buttons. I guess you can hit random
no,
buttons.
No, you
can't. Yeah, just hit a random button.
No, you can't.
No,
you
didn't.
Gotta make it work.
Dude, maybe you can hit buttons on Wednesday
guess
or something.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, but that's it. Only on Wednesday.
It's Tuesday. Well, somewhere it's hump day.
It is hump day somewhere.
It's China, it's hump day.
How about that?
I don't
no,
like it.
Fit.
It just derailed our whole playoff talk. I don't even have a clue what time it is.
It is
1:03.
Okay.
1 o'clock.
I saw some comic in Edinburgh yell at somebody in the front row for looking at his watch, Stuart Lee. Like this old
looking at his watch?
Yeah, he kept looking at his watch. Like, what are you looking at? I'm on from 2:30 to 3:30. When I'm off... It'll be 3:30. That's what you have to know. You're not leaving until I'm off. When I'm off, it'll be when you see the stage with no one on it, don't even look. It's 3:30.
I had a girl at the Haha Cafe just texting the whole time. I grabbed her phone and just took about 5 pictures of my taint with it.
Really?
And handed it right back to her.
Nice.
And then she's like, ew, and I grab it and I wipe it on her face. I go, there, enjoy that.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's great. I like that move. Yeah, it's funny, like, in other country.
Haha's
like,
great, dude. People can say whatever they want. I have a
I would like to... Are you giving me permission?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like Haha. It's actually a pretty good place.
Yeah.
It is, dude. They got that new club. It's totally
what new
different.
Club? I actually haven't been there in years.
No, they got a whole new club.
Diaz likes it.
Yeah, I like it, dude.
Yeah,
I
Diaz
have fun there.
What do you mean, whole new club? Where?
It's literally
it's
they
like
built
right
it down
the
street.
Yeah.
And they're dropping the first club?
No, what they're doing is they're turning the other one into the old one into a bringer show where it's like booked bringer shows. And this one is actually.
Oh, that's great. There's a lot of Valley comics, so it's like they need a place to go.
And, dude, they're doing two
and they
shows
need a,
tonight.
They need a real club in the Valley.
Yeah, that it's
right.
good, dude.
People
Jack
don't
Jr.
Come over
is
the hill.
Great.
Oh, Jack Jr. is running it. Mm-hmm. That guy, the Jacks are just. I mean, what is that, Armenian?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, it's like you go to like a kiosk of a sunglass hut in the mall, and you're like, hey, D'Elia, why are they showing your video of your stuff? He goes, oh, fucking, haha, there's nothing I can do. And you're like, what? He goes, yeah, they just take your material and just show it in a fucking kiosk.
Wait, really?
What? Yeah, I'm like, do they have the rights there? He goes, what, right?
Hold on, the haha does that?
Yeah. And Jack Jr. is like, no, I taped it. He's like, I know, but
by
you can't
by the way,
just...
he doesn't talk like that. He doesn't
Jack
talk
Senior,
like that.
Jack Sr. I taped it, bro.
You're so horrible. You're so horrible. A horrible human being. A horrible.
So they just have it playing at kiosk while they're trying to sell you sunglasses?
Here's a drop from an Armenian guy reading a book. Oh, they have never recorded it.
So did you guys hear about what Liza Schlesinger did to the Laugh Factory?
What? The place has only been great to
brought
her.
I'm pretty sure this story involves a dog.
No.
She always brought that dog once to the Laugh Factory. She was, Ari, can you watch it? And I was like, okay. But I'm already at the point where it's like, what? It's not like you couldn't find a babysitter for your dog or you're out of town.
Uh-huh.
Like, you bring this all the time. You can
leave
the dog for
the dog
3 hours.
Home.
It's not like 20 hours. 3 hours, you can leave it home. So
as I
like,
bring my dog to the podcast.
Once in a while, if you
yeah,
watch
but you're
it.
Yeah, you're
going to
be accountable to the dog for a while. It's not like, what? I mean, Tiana does that too.
Hey, buddy.
I'll be sitting there. I remember a while ago, I was sitting there like, putting in hard work to a girl that wasn't a prostitute this time. We all remember that mistake.
Good for you. Good for
I
you.
Did make that mistake once.
Way to go.
Spend 2 hours with a chick. She turned out to be a prostitute. It was like, damn, Teeb, you're really she's hot. She's giving you all the attention. I'm like, I don't know why it's working either. When we get ready to leave, I found out she's a hooker. I'm like, oh,
in Vegas, if they make too much, make any eye contact with me, I know they're a hooker.
Yeah.
Walk around and see the girl give you the thirsty eyes, you're like, oh, you're on the clock.
Here's my thing. Any girl in a prom dress in Vegas, and if you say hi, they don't immediately like roll their eyes and walk away.
And they're sitting alone at the bar.
Yeah. That's a hook.
Nobody's in Vegas alone.
What are you guys doing here? Maybe about to get down.
Let me just hit the ATM before I finish this sentence.
So, yeah, but she would watch it, asked me to watch her dog once, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then we're all talking. She gets off stage. We're coming back. I think I might have been talking to Jamie or something, whoever was back there. And she goes, where's my dog? I was like, what? She goes, my dog. I was like, oh, I don't know. She's like, well, I asked her to watch. I was like, I know. I just forgot.
That's hilarious.
She
wandering around.
I'm talking to this girl. It's going pretty good. Everything's going good.
Your dog for 20 minutes.
Tiana comes up and doesn't even ask. Just hands me the leash. Watch my dog. I'm about to go do stand-up. I'm like,
leave your dog at home.
You're double cock blocking me.
I get it. It's a new puppy. You want to show everybody off. You know, show it off the first fucking week you get it.
No, he's already as big as a horse by now.
By the way, I love that Sarah's disappointed her dog has a little dick. Isn't that the funny thing?
That's hilarious.
She's so upset that it's got a little dick. It's like, it's a dog. What do you give a shit it's got Asian dick?
I just don't want him to be insecure.
So, anyways, she was doing a podcast at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
She decided to stop and do it over at Sideshow Network.
Okay.
So she tells Jamie, hey, Jamie, I'm just going to do my podcast somewhere else. Jamie's like, all good, buddy. It's all good.
Buddyella, it's
do
okay.
Do where you want to go. It's all good. He finds out she's at the Sideshow Network, which is the improvs.
Oh, really?
Channel.
Yeah.
He flips out. He puts out this big thing. Eliza Schlesinger is a black ball for life. Now that was perfect.
That
was okay.
I had to do it again. Eliza Schlesinger is a black ball. Let it go.
As long as it goes.
For life. You got to keep hitting it. Eliza Schlesinger is black ball. Keep hitting it. Black ball for life. That sucks.
An enemy has been slain.
And she said she's blackballed for life.
So she sees this. He put out a big thing.
She never takes that stuff lying down.
He put out a press release.
Where did he put it out? Press release.
What?
Where did he put it out?
I don't know.
In the Masada Times. Factory Gazette.
Masada Weekly.
The Factory Tattler.
So she puts out something going, attention all assistants of Jamie Masada. I will pay you $30,000 to $50,000 to be my assistant if you leave him right now.
Really?
And somebody left.
And she's going to pay $30,000 to $50,000? What is $30,000 to $50,000? What does that mean?
She'll
figure it out.
It means 30.
So she's paying somebody $30,000 to be her assistant?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really? So that's amazing. He gets like that, though. He did that with Dane, too.
No, but Dane was about a problem with the club.
Well, I get that.
He was fucking up the vibe of the club. This is one of those where it's like, Jamie, you can't. But he's always been like that. If you leave him as a manager, remember when he's a manager? If you leave him as a manager, no more spots at the club. That's why it's like you just don't let a club owner manage you.
He's crazy. He's crazy. He's officially batshit crazy.
Yeah. I came.
In your pants?
No, on Saturday at a spot. And I was super late. I was running around. I did 6 spots in L.A.
I remember that night.
6. Anyway, but I told them, like, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late. I already called. I'm going to be, like, super late. I'm at the improv. They're about to bring me on, and I'll go right there afterwards. And I get there, and he's there, and it's packed. I've never seen it. I've never performed there, but it's packed upstairs, too. And he's like, buddy, where were you? We had the delay. I'm like, I know. I'm really sorry. He goes, well, I don't know if I can give you the whole time. I have only maybe 10 minutes. I'm like, well, that's all I got to do anyway. I just got to run the story, so totally. He goes, I mean, where were we? We had to extend, and now we're behind. And then I looked at the clock, and Dom was on stage. He was supposed to be after me, so they went on before me. And he was at 18 of his 20. And I'm like, what do you mean extend? What are you talking about?
He's crazy.
We are just you were delayed from your first show, and now you're blaming it on me.
What a day.
The host did 10 minutes. Weekends are packed there, and the rest of the week is empty.
It was mobbed. It was great.
Yeah, man, he's look at the – because I have to drive by it every day.
I don't mind the guy. I think the guy's like he's fine. He's fun.
He's weird.
Yeah. Weekdays,
as long as you don't need him.
Weekdays go.
I mean, you got to be weird to be a club owner. Have you met a lot of club owners that weren't weird? Like on the road,
Mitzi was just weird in a different way. That's all.
Sure,
she was different.
Like, you know, I've always said, as soon as you buy a comedy club, you go crazy.
Yeah,
because you have such power.
Yeah.
In a small group of people, Mitzi, she was going to Dominica to get treatment once, and she's with Wheeler, and the plane was like sitting on the runway. He's like, why isn't it leaving yet? He goes, I don't know, Mitzi, the pilot said. He just said, we're having something. Just waited 5 minutes. Go tell him to take off. And he's like, oh, Mitzi, it doesn't work that way here. It's not, you don't have any power over the FAA.
That is crazy.
But in her world, everyone's always kissed up. You can't tell the pilot, take off or no spots.
Dude, you gotta take off or you're not going to get any more pilot spots.
I'm not, the balls on her.
I've got balls of steel.
You're so stupid.
I just set it up.
You look at it, it's like, man, sounds like she's being a real bad boy. Bad boys. You dumbass.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about who we think's going to win this first round of the Major League Baseball.
I mean, I'm worried about the Yankees because that guy's great on Houston, but he's going on 2 days rest. So we got a chance that way. I mean, I'm honestly, at this point, I don't think the Yankees are going to advance. But it's already a wonderful season. To make the playoffs for this team that should have been fourth in the division. Fucking.
That's in New York, though, right?
It's in New York. I think Girardi should get, for sure, like, manager of the year votes, if not manager of the year.
I think you got a good chance of winning that.
What?
You got a good chance of winning that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one game, for sure. For sure, for sure. You get a couple guys, you know, get off on a ball and fucking go long. You're great. You know?
All right, so who do you got? Yankees or Astros? I'm going to go Astros.
I mean, neither one of them are getting past the Blue Jays. I were a Blue Jays fan, I'd rather face Houston. I mean, I'd rather face the Yankees than Houston.
Ari feels about the Blue Jays the way James feels about Ari. Just a fucking boner in his pants all the time. Just
bazinga.
Just a bazinga.
Who do you got?
I'm going to go Yankees for Ari.
Thanks.
Yankees. What do you got?
I think the Yankees will win, actually.
Yos.
The whole thing?
No. That round.
No, they're done.
Assholes.
No one's getting past Blue Jays, Kansas City is going to be a real good series.
That's going to be a really good series.
You know
what's
not going to be a good series? Dodgers, Mets.
Why?
It's going to be like 12 runs scored in the entire series.
Well, I'm not against possible, that.
Man. I mean, it's just going to be the Mets haven't scored shit, and their pitching is great, and it's just like no one's going to fucking hit.
Who do you think is going to win in that series?
I'm hoping the Dodgers.
I'm going Dodgers.
Satan is a Mets fan.
Oh, we know what Mexican's going with, right? He has to.
What?
Dodgers.
Doyers.
Dodgers.
Yeah, so when's their first home
game? What do you got?
I think it's Friday. Sure. I'll go Dodgers.
It is Friday. Sure.
How about you, Aaron? What are Saturday? You going?
I think the Mets.
Mets?
Yeah.
You're done at this place.
They have three solid starters. You have two.
They do have solid starters. But if you get the two to beat your...
Tebow, what are you doing?
Itching my back with a cup.
Sam, that was a great question.
Thank you.
Totally valid.
Thank you.
Tebow.
I was itching my back with this.
Let me see the playoff series. What is the Dodgers? Because I want to go to a game. But
Dodgers, I think, is Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday at home. Or yes. Is it 2-3 or is it 2-2-1? Well, how do they do it now for the first round?
I think it's 2-2-1.
2-2-1.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to miss it. I got to shoot stuff on Friday and Saturday.
Where are you shooting?
Openings for the show.
Oh, those are my favorite part of your show.
Yeah, they're pretty great, right? Here's what he's got this year, because you know it's like a crazy thing.
They're all awesome.
Yeah, we had childhood or something like that, and then it was like a bunch of like midgets wearing Ari masks chasing after me and eating me to death.
Really?
Yeah, that was for childhood.
Cool.
You know? Yeah.
So did you get the rights to the song again this year?
I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're looking at new songs. Just different ones, because Run the Jewels has taken off. We can't afford them anymore.
Right.
Oh, but really? If you're out there, Run the Jewels, we would love to use your music again. If anyone knows them, please ask them. It seems like they'd be cool with it.
I feel like they'd be down.
Yeah.
Anybody with Jewels? Like
the lawyers don't know, but Run the Jewels would be like, oh, yeah, this is something we should be associated with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Henry Rollins is doing it.
Yeah.
Killer Mike, please.
Oh, God, that'd be so cool.
Reach out.
Killer Mike do a story.
Oh, that would be. I want him to do my podcast, but that'd be a good story.
Yeah.
To do a story. That'd be a fucking good idea. Damn.
What else intros do you have?
Spearhead that.
So this year, no, that was last year. But I'm saying that's the type of thing. This year, he's doing those, you know, for everything. It'd be some weird. But they all hold together as a plot. Mm. So all eight of them will be like one long story.
Oh, and then you're going to release that
individual,
too? Online or something?
Yeah, split into individual.
What, is this Ari the Transporter?
What does that mean?
You're like the guy from the Transporter, just fighting crime and...
Guys, we had one donut and we split it three like real bros.
You want some?
Dude, this looks like you're eating girls' pussy right now.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to do
look
that.
Look it on your shit. Oh, don't
gross.
Do it. Don't get it on your shit. Eat it. I'm really amazed we haven't got any calls with Ari in the fucking studio.
Oh, we have. I just didn't want to break up the flow of what's going on.
What's up, Paul?
Let's take some calls.
Hey, when are you guys going to fight?
Oh.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Hang on. Breaking news. We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news with Ari Shaffir.
That's not breaking news. That's coming back from a commercial. As you show the outside of the house.
No, that was breaking black
news. And then
news.
You see the inside of the house, so you know where the set is.
Yeah, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, play totally. That again. Play that again.
That was breaking black news. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Outside of Cheers, now we're inside.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't know about today.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
So breaking news. I went on Ellis Mania.
Did you say Transylvania?
No, Ellis Mania.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said Transylvania.
I gotta wait for pauses for the drops.
I heard Transylvania, and I just had to go Transylvania. So, Ellis Mania.
Told him. I brought up the fight, me and Sam, or someone, a caller did or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking beat his ass. Totally out of shape. And Ellis, I was like, if we want it, we can do it at Ellis Mania. He goes, we only do boxing for that. And I'm like, well, this is MMA, hardcore MMA. And he's like, you fucking
hardcore
idiot.
Hardcore MMA.
Idiot, hardcore MMA.
Hardcore.
And he goes, do you train at all? I'm like, you know, I do cardio. He goes, what cardio do you do? I go, I walk around New York a lot. And he goes, dude, Sam is gonna beat your ass. And I was like, dude, he's out of shape. And he goes, play the fucking clip of him fighting at Ellis Mania. And he goes, show me that guy gassing. And I'm like, I'm waiting for it, and it just never happened. He's gonna beat your ass. I'm like, no, that's boxing. I'm gonna come in on the ground so he can't, like,
sneak up on him.
He goes, he'll just kick you in the body.
Yeah.
He goes, you think you can take a body kick when you're on the ground?
I'll kick your face.
And I'm like, good point. Anyway, but he did say Ellis Mania is only boxing, but in the interim fights, in between the main fights, Sam Tripoli and Ari Shaffir can have our fight.
Yeah.
MMA
so in
or
the
boxing?
Winter, in the winter, MMA, our own MMA rules. No.
At the Hard Rock
no elbows
Casino.
To the face. No knees to the
you
face.
You have to not book a gig that week.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look at it. What week is it?
I don't know. Probably be.
Oh, we got to know now. I'm shoring up my schedule. We got to do this now.
Ellis Mania's?
No, but he just had one. There's
no, I know. He's having one like right now. But right, we want the one in Vegas or one in LA in that time. Does he have any schedule? Let's look. But yeah, but it's on, man. He said
we'll
can do it
him.
There.
I'll send him a text. When's the next Ellis Mania?
Yeah, the one I'll be here January.
It's great.
March, but yeah,
it's
really?
Great. It's a lot of fun, dude. It's packed house.
Yeah, we'll
going
drive
crazy.
Up there. We'll drive up there and fucking
great,
have a good
dude.
Time.
We're gonna have to have on all the guards, dude. Shin guards.
Yeah, he said you should have shin guards.
Of course, dude. You don't want to go.
And I was like,
bone.
Will that help stop me from getting Sam in a some sort of leg lock? And he goes, do you know leg locks at all? I'm like, no, but that's not the point.
I like how Ari just throws words out. I mean, I could get him in a fucking mounted triangle. Do you know anything about him? Not really, but it sounds like something I would
sounds
like to get him
bit
in.
Deadly, though.
Oh,
right?
We got a call. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports with our special guest, Ari Shaffir, live in studio.
The 529. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Westminster, Maryland.
Maryland.
Oh, I'm from Maryland.
Uh-oh.
Westminster's hit country.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's Carroll County.
That's a national anthem.
Do you know Ari's redneck cousin at all?
National anthem? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Do I know his redneck cousin
at
all?
That's North Carolina.
Probably
he's
not,
in North Carolina.
I saw him at the DC Improv in July or June or whatever that was.
How much fun was that?
That was pretty amazing. He gave me a free grinder.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nice. I like those stories. Most stories.
Was
well,
that
her,
free month on Grindr?
He stole my Grindr. Oh, nice. Free month on Grindr.
I didn't steal your Grindr.
No, I said usually people wait, tell me, like, Ari stole my Grindr. Instead of he gave me a Grindr.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm happy.
So what's up, dude?
What's
you're calling
on?
In. You want
what's
to talk
going on?
What?
Westminster. The 310.
Okay,
310.
Well, I mean, this is, to be honest, my first time ever watching your guys' show or listening to it. So
hold on. This is the first time ever?
Yes.
Why did you suddenly tune in?
Well, I follow Ari on Facebook, and I saw him say, or maybe it was Twitter or something, and he said, like, live. So I looked at him watching the live cast, and then he said something about callers, so I called.
Nice.
Great. What do you want to talk about? Your new fan for life.
Fan for life.
Yeah, so I was at the Skins-Eagles game on Saturday, or Sunday.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, nice.
You guys see that?
I saw a lot of it. Yeah, I was watching the game cast on my computer, just the updates.
Yeah. With the little football.
It was one of the worst ways to watch football, but you're still like, come on. Because I was rooting for the Redskins, because the Eagles, I thought, still have a chance in the division.
Yeah.
And Redskins don't.
And so I was like, yeah, get that fucking loss.
Redskins are 2-2 now, right?
Yeah, but nobody.
Are you?
By
nature, are you a Skins fan?
Oh no, I'm a Ravens fan, but my buddy is huge Skins fan, and he's like rich, so him and his dad took me because they have season tickets.
Okay. And they feel bad for you.
I used to go to RFK Stadium. One of my favorite memories is me and my brother going to scalp Cowboys Redskins tickets, and because you had to. Tickets were $20. You couldn't get them for less than $60. That was about normal, $60. And so my brother was like, told some guy, he got it down to about $60. He's like, okay, yeah. And then right then, some other guy comes up to us. Hold on a second, caller. Some guy comes up to us, goes, hey, you want two tickets face value? Brother was like, oh, yeah. And he just turned to that guy and he took it. And then the scalper was like, we had a deal. We had a motherfucking deal. I was like, we have a fucking deal? My money.
It sounds like that white scalper got really angry.
He wasn't that white.
Okay.
So go ahead. Will from Westminster. What's going on? What do you want to say about?
Oh, yeah. My name. No, not Will. Austin Hill.
Okay.
Oh, well, I really.
Austin Hill, okay, fan of for life.
Yeah.
Freddie, let's go. What do you want to say?
Yeah, definitely going to start listening now. But yeah, so the fourth quarter was insane. Like, we made Kirk Cousins to pull a game-winning drive out of his ass because he's terrible. And, well, RG3 is too, but he might be, I don't know, franchise quarterback.
Who Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins, I mean. Yeah,
shut up.
Hopefully.
Shut up.
I really like him. But
Tebow.
Do you know Mike Shanahan said he thought he could be as good as Elway? He was telling people
Kirk
that.
Cousins?
Yeah.
He's thrown more interceptions than touchdown passes.
What do you say about that, Jamal from Westminster?
Wait, am I Jamal in this situation?
Yeah.
All right. So, Austin has to say that, well, it doesn't really matter because Kirk Cousins pulled a game-winning drive out of his ass, and if he can win, kind of like, I don't know. Who's a big last-second guy? I don't know, Romo or Tom Brady?
Tim Tebow?
I think he's slightly above adequate.
You can't give him he's a last-quarter guy because he did it one time.
Against the Eagles,
the beginning of his career, man.
That is a good point. I mean, the interceptions over, that shit gets better. A first-year quarterback, you will be struggling. Yeah. The NFL is so much different than NCAA.
Yep. And, you know,
ball's different.
And he's missing his number one receiver, too. DeSean Jackson's out with a hamstring. So he basically did that without his best receiver.
Yeah, but what about Pierre Garçon? His game-winning catch...
Amazing. You know what that reminded me of? Remember when T.O. caught that game winner and he caught it and he got clocked and then he was crying? I mean, wasn't T.O. crying?
T.O. cries a lot.
He sure does. That's my quarterback, man.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, easy. He has the second most TDs or second most yards receiving yards.
Yeah, he's up there.
Oh, wow.
He's up
there. Hey, let me ask you something. Do the Ravens get it back on track?
Tell me the breakdown. No. You're asking a bad question.
Okay.
Break down the Ravens season this year. How are they going to do?
Break down the Ravens season.
Yeah, what do you see them doing?
Absolutely dreadful.
Do they have a chance? You're asking them yes or no questions.
Right, you're right.
You know what's great? It's his first time, so he's not going to be like,
he didn't have any clue what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
He was like our hang-up starter kit.
Yeah. Now people will like tweet at me, fuck yeah, I got hung up on by Pete Chunk. But this guy's going to call back like, yeah, I think we got disconnected.
All right, we got to keep hanging up on him.
Anyways, I think the Ravens, we need a better running game needs to get going.
Tebow, don't do sound effects when we're in the middle of a conversation.
I accidentally hit that one.
How did you accidentally hit that one
instead of another one?
No, that one, the second time I hit it on purpose, once we hung up on him. But the first time I hit that one.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
It's not him.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Punch Drunk, the 244. Where are you calling from?
Yo.
Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, Canada.
Ontario.
So, what kind of phone are you using? A tin can right now?
Is it a tin can with a string?
I'm taking a shit, though.
No, fair enough.
Okay. Are you in a submarine? That's a Punch Drunk fan.
He's doing the Ari Shaffir.
Yeah. What's up?
Yep.
Blue Jays, bro.
Not too much, boys. Just at work. Just taking a shit.
Your job?
This guy couldn't be working less. Listening to a podcast and taking a shit and calling into a podcast.
He goes, I'm just at work. No, you're not.
That's Canadians. Yeah, you're absolutely not.
Really, waking up is his job.
He's taking a shit fever.
What's Blue Jays fever like right now?
Blue Jays fever.
Oh, it's crazy, but I'm 24. I've never seen anything like this before. They haven't made it since 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You were born under the curse of whoever you are.
Oh, that population's going to jump
they
up.
They haven't made the playoffs in that long, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dude, in a five-team division.
They ran into that buzzsaw of the Yankees.
Wild card, though.
No, they've been shit for years, man. Yeah. They didn't even have a chance.
They weren't finishing second.
What do you think's changed? Just
they got a great team.
They started trying.
Team. Everything just.
And then they made these trades at the All-Star break that took them from, like, I thought the best team in baseball to
the even better best team of baseball.
Yeah.
Okay, did you just flush, dude? Yeah.
Dude, what is your job?
That is great.
He's wiping now.
You're a shit caller.
Who flushes them unless you do a stinker?
What's up? Correspondent. It's flushed in the middle.
Do you ever shit? You're like, oh, it's bad.
No, no, you got it.
Then wipe your ass.
No, only if it's too large. No. I'm like, this is gonna get. If I tack onto this, the toilet's not really handling.
Yeah. That's my problem all the time. Too.
I'm like, oh, that's a big log. Yeah. Let me get rid of it because if you cover it up with the spackle, like loose stuff.
What just happened to that toilet? Yeah. Did it just fucking
big shits require multiple wipes?
Did you hear that? It's like, cook.
What are you taking a shit in Niagara Falls?
He loves his shit.
Well, I just called in to say, ha-ha, Ari, on your Cowboys losing.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
Man, we could have gotten that game. We had it.
And, hey, Sam, your Raiders lost, too, bud.
No, I'm a Raider. Oh, yeah, yes, we lost, but we should have won. We should have.
Chicago.
Should have won.
I know,
Chicago.
We should have fucking
Chicago,
won.
Chicago, man, yeah. What
that's a terrible team to lose to, bro.
Hey,
but
it's
a terrible team to lose to by a terrible team who lost.
The Raiders could trade for Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, sure, they could trade for everybody. They could have Peyton Manning in his prime. They
no, but that team's rebuilding. They're already going to go back in the rebuilding.
Who?
I don't know, man. They got a lot vested in him.
No,
and
yeah,
they're planning on building their defense around him.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty rare.
In the NFL, you
he
can
doesn't
rebuild.
Like being there.
The NFL, you can rebuild in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's not a long rebuilding process.
No.
It's really, you could turn it around so fast.
And it's really, I mean, I really think it's because of that cap, because you're like, okay, we have six draft picks. What positions do we need? And who's available via free agency that we could spend money on?
Where's this guy work? A haunted house?
Yeah.
I don't know
what's
going on back here.
Where do you work, bro? Oh, just scare kids as they walk down my neighborhood.
How do you see it? Well, who would you rather face, the Houston or the Yankees?
Houston.
Wow.
Fuck the Yankees.
The two what?
They're too scary of a team.
They're
the
not
games
as scary.
Have been blowouts, but there's been a chance that they could just take it out of every game they played the Yankees.
Nah. Bird. The Toronto's dominated the Yankees this year. Dominated them. When they went from seven back to, or from four back to 1.5 back, or 4.5 to 1.5 back, instead of making it over if the Yankees won 3 at home.
Yeah.
They dominated in New York, in Toronto.
Who's your NFL team? Are you a Buffalo Bills guy? Who do you like in the NFL?
Argonauts?
I'm a Packers fan.
Packers. I think it could be a Packers Patriots Super Bowl. I think it could
for
be
sure. That'd be a good one.
What would the ratings
Rodgers
be on
Brady.
That?
That'd be great. Rodgers I would Brady for would be sure, great. For sure watch that no matter where
those
I was.
Those are two best quarterbacks in football.
Are the Raptors going to be – dude, how do you think the Raptors season goes?
Well, I don't know. They just picked up Anthony Bennett, and he's fucking garbage. So
he's not garbage. People are really talking about it. You know, I had somebody say they're going to get Kevin Durant because he sees Blue Jays fever. He sees Blue Jays fever, and he's like, I want to be a part of that, a city like that. I'm
he
like,
did.
Crazy.
Well, growing up, he was a huge Vince Carter fan.
I know that, but come on, bro.
Who
you're not going to Toronto because the baseball team is doing well.
The problem with Toronto is it's a great.
There we
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Well
perfect,
done,
Aaron.
Didn't even wait for that.
This is our hang up sound effect.
How do you
fuck off!
We have the guy from Maryland back on if you want him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey
dude, what happened?
Sam from Westminster.
I guess that was my first time getting hung up on.
Yeah, we knew that, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Thanks. That feels real.
There we go. Yeah, twice in one day.
And now it's your second time.
How do you guys feel about the Stephen A. Smith stuff in the
camera? Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You see that?
No, what did he say now?
The last thing Stephen A. Smith was is like, you don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Yeah, but you had, no play the vi- can oh, you the find full, the audio? Oh, yeah.
No, hold because on. We have him here. We have Stephen A. Smith in here right now.
Who is he pissed at?
He's Kevin pissed Durant. At Kevin Durant.
For what?
It was Durant, but it was somebody else too, wasn't it?
No, it's Kevin Durant. Now, real quick, we got on the line joining us from his just getting done with his first takes. We're very excited. Please welcome to the show, Stephen A. Smith, everybody.
Don't worry about the sound effect, Stephen.
Brother.
Hey, Tape.
You don't want to make an enemy to me, bro. I'm going to fuck you in your butt. I work on ESPN. You understand me, brother? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to fuck you, Kevin Durant.
Wow. You don't. Why? What did Kevin Durant do to you?
He questioned me. He said I said something that I said, and I don't like when people say that shit. Did I say it, brother? Yeah, I said it. Do I like that you said that I said it because I said it? No. You're going to be fucked by me, bro. You don't fuck with Stephen A. Smith, brother.
What did he say to you? What did he say about you?
He said that I said what I said.
Well, that's very
and that infuriates me. That infuriates me.
Hold on, we got the clip right now. Hold on, hold on. Press pause. Plug that shit in.
Something. He mentioned that he was hearing that Durant had been like kind of eyeing the Lakers if he leaves the Thunder for in free agency.
Damn it.
And then, you know, what's
that'd be
really
a nightmare.
Nightmare.
You know, the surface of all this is just the way the internet is these days, and it just kind of exponentially grew from Stephen A. Smith saying that, and then suddenly it was everywhere. You know, every blog picked up on it, and it,
I don't
you
think
know,
it's
the
actual video.
You know, stopped kind of being that maybe he'd go there, and it was, you know, kind of turned into, oh, he's going to the Lakers type thing.
So Stephen A. Smith said that he would be thinking about going to the Lakers?
Yes. Yeah, I got the actual.
Talked to about everything, and I know for a fact they didn't talk to him, so he's making up stories.
Stephen A. Smith is making up stories. She's
Stephen
saying.
A. Waiting to hear what you had to say about this all weekend. I know a lot of people are.
Wait, Kevin. Hold on. Pause.
Well, my first.
Pause. Kevin Durant said that Stephen A. Smith, he never said that to him, and Stephen A. Smith is making up stories?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
Response, Molly, Skip, is that I'm incredibly happy that this happened on a Friday after first take. Because I will openly confess to you that,
what the hell was that noise?
I had to come on the air that next day after reading somebody questioning my credibility and my character, I can promise you it would have been very bad.
Oh, God, he's so dramatic.
Kevin Durant is the one that's lying. I have interviewed Kevin Durant. His year, I interviewed him at his home in Seattle. I interviewed him years ago when we were in Orlando.
What does that
mean? Doesn't mean he said that.
I've talked to him on several occasions, literally within the last year, where we've run across one another at an arena, or one time we saw each other at 40-40, because obviously he's being repped by Roc Nation right now, whatever the case may be. No reporting that went on in that regard.
Right.
Just pleasantries and things of this nature.
Yeah, we don't know. We didn't say
that
you didn't know him.
That he came out.
Or
that
you didn't ever interview him.
That was a surprise to me because I had no idea that he had any kind of problem with me whatsoever. Okay? I wasn't aware of it, so it was news to me.
He's still
That's
not saying
point number one.
He didn't make it up.
Point number two is what it comes down to is that Kevin Durant is trying to put me in some kind of jacket or whatever the case may be. Let me be very, very clear, my brother. It does not fit. You are in no position to question my credibility whatsoever. Matter of fact,
well, hold on. Pause.
What position are you in?
He has a complete position to judge whether he's lying about something Kevin Durant said.
Yeah.
You could be a fucking homeless person. What does his character have to do with him being able, with Kevin Durant being able to say, I didn't say that to him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's also, he's like,
you're
he's
in
like,
position.
Hey,
of course you're
Kevin
in
Durant says that he never said he was thinking about going to the Lakers.
I interviewed this brother several times.
When he was in college?
I saw him in a Walmart.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm not the one lying here.
Jesus. Yes, but I'm sure you've seen him in public.
Get into what it. Say whether or not he said it to you, idiot.
What he's saying is he never said that he saw
him. He should be like, we were in the Walmart, and he said, I'm thinking of going to the Lakers.
Yeah. He wears tennis shoes. His brother wears shoes.
Question mark credibility?
That has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Me in a jacket? It doesn't fit?
No, it's the end
brother.
Of this where it gets creepy.
Okay, let's do it.
It's like a 10-minute video.
To
do you know
the credibility of anybody in the media, particularly when the last time we really heard you say anything of significance? It was when you were addressing the media or undressing the media in February and telling them, could y'all put up this quote for America to see, please? Here it is right there. You guys really don't know bleep. To be honest, man, I'm only here talking to y'all because I have to. So I really don't care. Y'all not my friends. Y'all going to write what you want to write. You're going to say what you want. What you're going to love us.
Still
one
fits
day
in with Kevin Durant saying, you're going
to
write what you're going
to
write.
It's
like, I didn't tell you that. You just fucking said it anyway.
Come back to me, please. Kevin Durant said that in response to idiotic questions, he felt the media was asking him about head coach Scott Brooks and his potential tenure, because Scott Brooks obviously took them to the playoffs, won over 70% of the games, was doing a fabulous job, at least in Kevin Durant's mind, so much so that the year before, Kevin
he was
Durant
doing
said,
a fabulous
hey,
job.
I think this
fabulous.
Guy should be the coach of the year. So he deemed the questions ridiculous. That was in February. What happened in April, Skip? Scott Brooks was fired. Okay, and now Billy Donovan is coaching. So those same people that you were talking about, those same people you labeled essentially idiotic, although to your credit...
Yeah, you guys are the ones that got him fired. The press is the ones that got him fired for constantly writing about it. He's saying he's a good coach.
Doesn't it seem like he, every 4 months, has to go on publicly and apologize for saying something fucking stupid?
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still... Okay, you can maybe listen to this clip while we're going and take it out. But I want to hear when he says, like, here's when he told that thing to me that
he
says
does.
I never
he
told
him. He just keeps dancing around with words.
It's at the end of the thing he starts doing threats to him.
Well, there was another guy, though, that he was doing that to, I thought. That was, remember, what was the basketball team that just
why are
lost like 12,
inserting themselves
18,
into
20 in a
because
row
Because it
something.
Gets them more exposure.
No, you're supposed to cover the stories, not be the story.
The ESPN
Not fucking TMZ-ESPN.
TMZ-ESPN. I was like, what was the thing again? TMZ-ESPN.
Yeah. No, they are the story. They're the story. It's stupid.
Yeah. This broadcaster went into a truck stop and told it someone.
You know, they're like, you said that that Durant was talking about going to the Lakers. Did you say that or did you not? I saw him at a Denny's.
You telling me?
He got the moons over my hammy.
You don't think Kevin Durant ever liked nachos?
I know.
You think he's never tried nachos with cheese?
And this brother's eating biscuits and gravy. Yeah, that has nothing. Did you say he went to the Lakers? I interviewed him, yes.
Is it 75 today, or is it 80?
Did he talk? Yes. Did I talk? Yes. We exchange words. Now come back to me on the two shot. I'm looking right at you, right into the camera, my brother. I said some words. He said some words. Lakers were talked about? Maybe, yes. No, who did, who didn't? Isn't the point. My point is, my suit is purple. Black people love purple. The Lakers are purple. Kevin Durant is a black man. You crunch the numbers,
who got
my
a
brother.
Purple dick.
You crunch the numbers, my brother. Yeah, but he says that you said he was on...
He was thinking
was
of going to
Lakers. Go to the... Partly cloudy 72 overcast tomorrow. There's nothing to do with it. I mean... What a fucking dumb
and
fuck.
Even if he was like...
He's the worst one on ESPN, and they all suck.
Even if Kevin Durant went up to him and be like, well, what were you thinking? He was like, I don't know. I mean, for a second I thought about the Lakers, but I really got to like choose my whole... everything's crossed my mind. The fact that Stephen A. Smith made up a story that everyone is now going, oh, I guess Durant's going to the Lakers. He goes, you've misrepresented the truth. That's not what I said. And now everyone's saying this thing I said because of you.
Yeah.
And I didn't say I'm thinking of going to the Lakers.
I mean, and it could easily be like where he's like, you know, you're going to be a free agent. And like, where are you going to be? Like, I don't know, man. I mean, Lakers are rebuilding. They got a lot of money. I wouldn't mind going down and playing
Portland,
for
San
somewhere
Antonio.
Else. Portland
that's,
looks
you know,
good.
That's if I'm thinking of leaving, which I'm not right now.
Yeah, New Orleans, you know, I mean, you know, we'll see. You know, I'd love to stay
Durant
here, but
went
there's
to
a
New
lot.
New Orleans.
God damn
that would be nuts. It would be all over.
Get big and small together.
Oh, what if Durant went to the Clippers?
That would be even more.
Everyone's talking
nuts.
About Durant going there. I'm saying he's staying in Oklahoma City. That I mean, I he is going to that. Own that town.
He already must.
They that love him. So they good. Love him.
Yeah, because he's like the only.
She hit her paw on the door, and there's a little blood on her paw. Should I take her to the fucking vet right now?
No, put her down.
She's fine.
Come on, dude.
Dude, fucking, you
she'll
know,
be fine.
It's not a razor.
The dog.
She's definitely gonna lick the shit out of it until she's got an infection, though.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm
no, they, when they lick it, it's good for it.
I don't know about that.
All right, I think I think
she's
I found
not biting at it.
No.
Okay.
This is where he goes cuckoo for Cocoa Plush?
Nah, this is just like the only part that I can find that is like a very like viable threat where he's just talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, he's like.
You don't want these problems. Not just a player, but the guy and the sensitivity that these guys display. The way they are on attack. Somebody needs to tell them, it's time you pump the brakes. We don't have to talk to you.
They don't want you talking to them.
About you. You want to start something? That's just not the wise thing to do, especially when you have no validity.
He's threatening to talk shit about him in the media. That's what he's doing. He goes, fine, don't talk to us. We'll talk about you.
There's a point he goes, you don't want me as an enemy. You can't find that?
No, I'll trigger you.
No, I think I got it. Give me a second here. Because he called out Durant today, but what you're talking about was the day before.
Oh, okay.
Where he got into it with somebody.
Stephen A. Smith. No, what's his sports background? Where's he from?
I'll check it out.
He got into, that's what he threatened Kevin Durant.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Where's he from, Stephen
Philly.
Smith? Like,
Michael
was
Carter Williams.
Player?
It was Michael Carter Williams.
When?
Two days ago.
That Carter? Rant is about Kevin Durant.
Dude, you want a bag of bets it?
How much?
I'll bet you whatever in the world you want to bet.
Bag of bets.
Keep in mind, I'm looking at the article
New York
right
City,
now.
New York.
That rant he's going on right now about him saying
yeah,
he's a liar?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Where he goes nuts and he's like, you don't want to come at me, brother. You know, you made an enemy with me. The one that everybody's talking about was over this, is this shit.
They're going to learn something quick, fast, in a hurry if they don't learn it already. You're never going to have the last word over
me. No, that's old.
And you damn sure ain't going to have the last word over me. I'm not going to start problems, but I can damn sure finish them. If these guys want to come at me, let them do it at their own peril. It will be a mistake.
Yeah, that's where he was going nuts
that's
about that Michael Carter
that's
Williams.
A straight threat.
That was
coming,
before.
Be at their own peril.
Yeah.
This mistake. One he's going off on Kevin
Durant. Yeah.
And he's like, you don't want me as an enemy.
So how did it hurt? Here's the problem. He's got a Twitter account. Everybody tell him how amazing he is. And he thinks, like, I'll bury this guy. Like, guess what? You know what? Can't bury him? His fucking stats.
But yeah. What's hilarious is your job is to report about me doing my job, which is awesome.
You're going to show only the fact that my shorts were too far down or that fucking I missed three shots and I forget to cover the eight shots that I hit.
It's like a door guy at the Comedy Store going, D'Elia, I ain't the guy you want to piss off, man. You don't want to piss off the guy that parks your car.
Oh, seat shitty people in the front.
Yeah.
Like, how about you're fired now?
ESPN is known for valuing their
talent.
Relationships
with
pro athletes.
Yeah.
This is a second athlete.
All it would take is 10 borderline all-stars to go, here's a release, Durant, whoever else, Chris Paul, you know, 10 of those guys say, we will no longer talk to ESPN as long as Stephen A. Smith is there until he apologizes for lying or fire him.
You take
that's
the 20
it. No longer
biggest
we will
basketball
talk
players,
and you
then
write
you get the
that,
NFL
he's
involved.
Done.
He's done.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's literally fired.
But who's going to hire him after that?
Somebody will. A newspaper or something, or a columnist. But all they would have to do is say that, and they'll be like, oh, well, we can't have you anymore here, man.
We don't want this guy anymore.
You inserted yourself, and now
you're blacklisted.
You're fucking us. That's all they would have to do. 10 of them. 10 All-Stars.
You're blackballed. Literally blackballed because he's got black balls. Get it, guys?
That was interesting.
Get that sound effect. Hurry up. Everybody still remembers
black
the black
balls because you literally got black.
Balls black.
There it is.
There it is.
That was it. That was what I was waiting for. We got a call.
Caller, you're on the air from the 144. That's not
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Aaron.
What's up, guys? What are you guys talking about?
Talking about Stephen A. Smith being
an
asshole.
No. What we were about to start talking about, we were talking about, like, do you have to have, on Thanksgiving, stuffing mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
I say no. Well, what do
you
say?
I don't think so. No, no. Hispanics have tamales.
Tamales? Do you guys go tamales on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, we also have tamales.
We already have them. They're already in their neighbor's freezer.
But I think pizza's fine. So what's up?
Like a barbecue pizza.
What?
Aaron? What? Okay, yeah.
Aaron, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
Fucking Cubs, fights, whatever, man.
Cubs, Cubs fights, man. Fights.
Excited for tomorrow?
No. Callers, you got to come with something to talk about. Either something that we're saying, you have an opinion on, or saying like,
I submitted an article
guys.
To your editor 2 weeks ago.
What? But
he said he'd check it out over the weekend, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, so you wrote for the website.
Yeah.
And he hasn't gotten back to you. Well, what happened was he told me, you know, those huge floods that are going on in the South.
Oh.
Well, he's been affected by that.
Is that true?
Yeah. Who? So he, our editor of our website, Johnny Woodward, he's doing a great job with it. You guys should once in a while look at the website. You guys should really
check. I look at it once in a while. Can I just say this? That the reason, I mean, this might be a controversial statement, but the reason the website is down.
It's
the reason
not
those
down.
Floods are happening or not being updated, the reason those floods are happening is because of homosexuality in this country.
Oh, it's definitely.
And I think God is sending a message. And that message is that Punchdown Sports will not get updated as long as homosexuality is continued to
tolerate.
So
as long as you're telling me there's butt fucking.
Yeah, no updates for a bit.
Oh, speaking
now
of butt fucking.
Now you'll feel it.
I have this great story that I was telling
Sign
on stage.
God.
It's not really a story, but it's part of this joke that I'm doing about.
Okay.
There's this gay bar here, Ari, named Mickey's.
I've been there.
Mickey's had its liquor license revoked.
No way, why?
Because at the last UFC fight, not this one that passed, but one before that, some go-go dancer whipped his dick out. And he had his dick out, and someone reported them, and they
at
lost.
At a gay club? What are you expecting?
Yeah, exactly. That's
Wait,
what I'm talking about.
The straight person that
reported
that.
Yeah, was that the only straight dude in the gay club?
Why would you that's like shutting down a library because someone got busted reading.
It's still part of American culture, which is like I'm looking for a chance to report someone. If my subversion success, if I can get someone else in trouble, I'm the one who got them in trouble. And that's what everyone's trying to do.
Who's
it ain't like Hannibal saying this guy was an actual rapist 50 times over. It's like, ooh, they broke a rule that only I can get them in trouble for. Hey, you're not allowed to park there. I'm going to call fucking parking cops.
Yeah, the dick police was some straight guy that accidentally walked in there because he saw that the fights were on. He's like, oh, maybe I can go in here and see the fights. Oh, man, this looks like a gay club. Oh, it is a gay club.
Go-go
dancers. Oh, I knew that's the kind of shit they were doing here. I'm calling the police.
They lost their liquor license.
They're done. For a month.
You're
done. How much dick came out, though?
I don't know.
They'll survive. Mickey's is right there in West Hollywood, where my friend calls that like a 3-block area. My friend calls Mecca.
Yeah,
homosexuality. Yeah. So they'll survive. They have cash
what
galore.
Friend?
But like Gay Andrew, he was at that club actually, and he was pissing, and then some guy was staring at his dick, and he goes, "Can you not stare at my dick?" And the guy said he said the guy rolled his eyes, goes, "Oh," and then went right back to staring at his dick. So it's like, yeah, man, you're at fucking Mickey's in the middle of gay Mecca. What are you reporting?
Yeah, he's like, you're lucky I'm not sucking it.
You're such a prude.
Dave and Buster's.
Have you ever been taking
Someone's
a piss
busting.
And had a girl put your dick in her mouth sideways and then you still keep pissing?
Floss the floss.
Oh, is that what you call it?
The floss the turkey.
Have you flossed the turkey before?
Yeah, no, I've never. Turkey. Have you had that happen?
No, but I think about it sometimes.
Have you had threesomes, Sam?
Yeah, a couple.
Have you?
Never.
Have you? You have? James, yes.
Yeah. James, you have?
Come on, dude.
Come on,
with dudes?
Dude. That insults James. Jesus Christ.
James with his khaki pants, with his fucking camouflage pants and sandals
on
right
man.
Now.
Those donuts didn't come without a price. Have you had ones that involve
women? That's
going
to cost me $200 to get that licked at.
What?
My dog's paw.
I mean, he's not licking it, right? Right now, I think you're okay.
She's fine.
No, she's got blood on her paw.
No, but it's dry. As long as she doesn't lick at it and bother it, it's
Dude, every time you get a cut on your finger, do you go to the fucking hospital?
Yeah, but I'm a human being. Yeah.
She's not licking it, though. It's not, like, infected or anything. Just get that drops and shit. When dogs cut their shit all the time, you get the drops, you spread it on there.
Really?
Yeah. I've had
just toss some Neosporin on it.
No, you go to a vet on the way home or go to a pet store and be like, he cut himself. Is there something I'm supposed to spread on there?
All right.
Yeah, it'll probably cost you like 20
after.
Bucks.
I'm starting to freak out.
Yeah, he's not even licking it. If he was licking at it, you'd have more of a problem because it's like, oh, you're going to fuck this up.
Yeah.
That's when the cone comes in.
I felt bad because she was I opened the door and she put her paw and went clink right on her paw.
Did she do the thing where dogs do like,
yep, she did that.
It feels the worst. When you step on a small dog.
Or like you kick it in the throat. And
yeah.
What?
As drowning it in the sack.
What? Oh, we got a call. The calls have been really on point today. Guys, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports with our special guest.
Oh, no, that's
Ari Shaffir.
Holy cow.
Three.
Where are you from?
First time, long time.
First time, long time. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who the first guy to shorten that was, the first time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder who that was.
Somebody in a hurry.
And that is that guy jaded that nobody gives him fucking credit
nobody
for that.
Nobody gives credit. Like, that was me. Like, fuck you,
I
man.
I came up
you.
With that.
You know he tells everybody.
Yeah. Hey, so what are you calling in, North Cal?
Oh, I was going to see what Ari thought of his boy Jerry talking shit about Whedon.
Jerry Jones talked shit about him?
Well, last week he was saying he throws the best ball in the NFL. And now this week he says, how are you going to win with a guy like that?
He said that?
Now who the hell is a quarterback?
Google
I
that.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I'll believe you. He's right. He's not. I mean, he's not terrible, but he's below, like, an average quarterback. He can't. He doesn't.
What did
he's
they say?
The
eight,
pocket.
8 weeks for Romo?
He downgraded him to more. Limited.
Who?
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones downgrades Brendan Whedon to limited.
To limited.
Limited.
Yeah, he's a limited quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not going to be.
He said he was a great quarterback before.
Oh, I thought you meant like the injury report or something.
No. That's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, he's right. I mean, it's like, that's a guy, that's a third stringer.
How is this guy
why is that,
still in the NBA?
Yeah, why is that your guy? Why is that your option when Romo goes down? I mean, obviously Romo doesn't get hurt that much, but like if he did, I mean, why have a guy who you can't trust at all?
I don't understand how Whedon is still in the NFL. 45 of 59.
That's what he was?
Yeah.
That's really great. How many yards? How many interceptions?
551 yards.
Wait, what?
No, this is just total.
For
552.
Two games.
What is it?
Yeah,
what is,
two games.
What is it?
Two games.
What was his percentage?
76.
No, what was his number?
45 of 59.
So missed 15 the week before he missed 3. So that means he missed 12, 23, 45. What's 23 and 26 minus those? 44. What is it? 45, 59?
I'm terrible at math.
21 of...
And then, yeah. He finished 16 of 26 for 246 yards.
15 of 26. There you go.
That's 16 of 26 for the loss to the Saints.
And how many yards?
246.
Yeah, that's
and then who was it you guys
one
picked
touchdown.
Up?
16 of 26 is a problem.
Who's the other guy you just
with
picked
Dez
up?
Bryan in the Castle. Lineup.
With Dez Bryan. Right, and he's got, that's a problem, too. You're like your number two guy is your only threat, and it's like...
Both of those
you're not
guys.
Even, you're not even letting him have the option of like taking over the Cowboys' offense.
Both
you're
of
taking
those,
over a nothing offense.
Yeah.
You got McFadden and
Randall. Lee's down again, so their defense is fucking banged.
And now you just lost Dunbar potentially for the year.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that team is hurt.
I feel like this is the Falcons of last year, where they're so injured, they're like, they don't have a chance.
Well, yeah, you're just like, fuck, what can we do? I mean, last year with the Falcons, you know, like week 10, they had to pick up a center because all three centers that they had, gone for the year. So their fourth center last year was working at a grocery store in week 9, and week 10, he's a starting center in the NFL.
That is awesome.
I love those stories. How come they're always working at grocery stores? It's always bagging groceries.
Yeah, that is so
dude, they're
weird.
Fucking football. They spent their whole lives playing football. What do you want them to be? Yeah. He was a neurosurgeon.
Yeah. Not neurosurgeon, but fucking Walmart or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anything. Delivered pizza.
Yeah, how about construction?
Yeah, then you'd be good at that.
Build something. Make America great again.
Assistant coach.
Is that a fucking enterprise rental car?
Yeah, anything, exactly. TSA?
Yeah, TSA.
They're hiring.
Yeah, how come we don't have bouncers for the TSA?
They do. They're all bouncers.
Like, they're just shredded dudes.
That's why they're all people in front of a rope going, you can't get in here. You're not
I just went through the best airport regarding TSA that I've been through.
What happened? What,
Indianapolis.
Kosovoy?
Indianapolis Airport. It took fucking 10 to 20 seconds to get through.
Really?
And they were just like... Man, just go ahead and keep your shoes on. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't say that over the air in case the terrorists are listening.
They are listening.
That's their way in.
Of course. If anybody's listening, it's the
terrorists. Dude, nobody's bombing Indiana.
And then there was a guy in a wheelchair just totally getting a business.
Yeah.
Like three guys circling. I mean, just I'm like, oh, man, but this guy's life couldn't get worse. They're just fucking going through every part of the wheelchair to make sure.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, that would be a smart way to blow something up. Come in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, that would be like we'd feel bad until the one time they fucking got a guy.
Oh, I got
you
a new
turn
tip.
Your wheelchair into a
new
bomb.
Tip.
New pro tip.
New pro tip, guys. We need a sound effect for it.
What
new
do you
pro
mean,
tip.
What do you mean a new pro tip?
Well, here's what I'll tell you what I mean. I rented a car.
What are you talking about, new pro tip?
I got to rent a car.
Break
while
it down.
I'm here.
New pro tips with Ari Shaffir.
New pro tip, everybody. I got in the car, rented a car. That. People rent the cars before you have to go around. There's scratches, all these fucking hubcaps messed up, marked down, all that stuff. Get in the car. I had to leave. It was in a rush. I was leaving. I was like, ugh, they didn't really clean this car. I was like, you can tell somebody's smoking in here. I was like, oh, they're going to fucking bill me.
Yeah.
Because someone else was smoking last. And I was like, hey, sir, I'm just letting you know there's somebody smoking in here. Like, I don't mind, but like mark it down.
And he goes, who? And you go, me, nigga. And then you light a cigarette and peel away.
No, he just goes, okay, sure, I'll mark that down. And now at that point, I can just smoke in this car.
Oh.
I can just always tell the guy. After you get into your rental car, go back in and be like, by the way, I just want this marked down. There's clearly...
Somebody fucked a hooker on her period in the back seat. I don't see anything. Trust me, it's there.
There's semen all over these seats.
But just always do
down.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you can also do that with your baggage?
What?
If
what do
you get your baggage to your gate, they'll just fucking tag it right there and you don't have to pay your $25.
Oh, you mean just take a massive bag in and they're like, "That's too, what are you, it's too big? What do you mean?" Like, sir, it's a fucking oversized, massive thing. Like,
people
oh,
try to do that.
Well, what do I do now? It's like, well, we gotta tag it and get it out of there. I was like, oh, all right, well, sure.
Yeah,
oh, that's pretty good.
Until you lose it, then you're like, fuck.
They don't lose it; they put it the same place.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, have a better chance of it getting to the.
Yeah,
place
you don't have to wait
right
for the
there.
Stuff to get off. It's right there.
That's funny.
It's true. Why did Nicole the duck Boudier. Go off on that one?
She's coming to town for Carlos's wedding.
Oh really?
Yeah. Bring
Carlos
your kid.
Not married yet? She's bringing her kid.
He's getting married. Saturday.
Bringing your kid.
She's bringing the kid.
It's not my kid.
It's your kid.
Could have been my kid.
I can't wait to see that big Jew nose on that kid.
I used to just blast away in there, and then we just take a nice,
she's
jaunt to the CVS and get that morning after pill.
Oh, you? Paid
oh,
for
really?
It?
Have sometimes.
I thought you meant.
I'm trying to get
pregnant.
Sponsored by
it's
Plan
feminism.
B.
Oh, you should.
I want to. I don't. We got a call.
When Plan B is Sam's Plan A.
Yeah. When your Plan B is really your Plan A.
Nice.
Next up. Come on. Give it
Why
to me.
Why worry about all month long taking the pill when you can just take it
Hello.
As one day?
Hello?
What's going on, boys? I want to clear up this air
What's
about
up?
Me coming on Tebow hard last time.
What's
now.
Up, cuz?
Oh, this is Ari's cousin live from
North Carolina,
home of champions.
Where are you from, Greensboro?
That was crazy.
I ain't even going to say the city because it's shitty. Fuck it. I'm glad I got those words together like that, too. I'm surprised I did. Forget this shit now. I thought it'd be a good idea, you know, for the past couple of weeks to drink Molly water instead of...
Molly water? Just taking Molly and putting it in water?
What's Molly water?
Taking Molly, putting it in water, and drinking little sips?
Yeah, and I didn't even know what the hell it was. He told me it had enema in, and I thought it was kind of like maybe taking Miralax or something, you know, but goddamn, I found out I was, hell, that's the wrong thing. Now, I'm trying to talk about some goddamn MMA. Have y'all heard about this bastard in West Virginia at this chili festival, and then the next day he fights and he shits on his
I actually saw the video.
Yeah.
I'll pull that video.
What is it? No. Oh, no,
he went to a chili festival and then shit himself.
Who did?
No, MMA fighter.
You keep looking it up. Explain it, cousin.
Yeah, and it brings the reason I'm talking about it is because hell, I was with my grandma last week at Burger King, and I was gonna say bitch, but you know I'm gonna be respectful since it's my grandma this time.
Thanks.
Well, we're there eating, and you know she's got bad bowels. She wears the knockoff diaper. She wears, I think it's like the Assurance brand or something like that. Well. We make it out to the goddamn car now. This is no bullshit. She smokes them special brand Marlboros, too, because she's, you know, kind of tight on her funds, you know. And, yeah, she gets in the car and fires up a cigarette, and I sit down in the car, you know, and goddamn, it's just, like, so overwhelming. I'm like, you know, I don't hardly ever cuss my grandma or, you know, cuss in front of her, but... It just smelled like shit so bad. I had to call my other grandmother... to pick me up now.
What?
It was just a horrible situation. Then my grandmother, you know, she gets mad at me, you know, for her shitting in her pants like it's my goddamn fault. Hell, I don't want to shit in my pants and smoke a fucking cigarette, you know, try to cover it up.
Wow! That is
absolutely caller of the year with that.
Wow. Just rant of the year.
Award show again.
And Daniel Cormier, goddamn, he looks so good. That son of a bitch come in there.
What a segue.
Training with Kane. Kane's got all that pent-up frustration, you know, from getting took to fucking school by Fabricio, you know, but hell, what the fuck you think when you're going to fight, you know, down there in Mexico, then you're going to be like, oh, you know, his elevation and shit. You better get the fuck out of here, Kane. I don't know what the fuck you're smoking.
All right, we're about to watch this clip. Hold on, cousin. Cousin, what's your name again?
My name's Jib.
Oh, yeah, cousin Jib. That's right.
Cousin Jib.
Hold on, we're going to watch this shit real quick.
Can you turn it around so we can all see it?
Yeah. All right, so.
Hold on, plug it. But yeah, set it up.
So I got to set it up. All right, so he gets.
Stupid fucking idiot.
Oh, goddamn Mexican.
Kill yourself.
This is what happens when we try to save money on health.
Oh, shit.
He's already shat himself as he's getting choked.
Hold on. Turn it around. I can't see. I want to see him pooping.
So he's in the beginning of this video, he's getting wailed on in the corner, but he's at this point, he's already shat himself. Talk about.
I guess.
Oh my god, they're all looking at it, standing up. He keeps dragging it around. Stop walking!
That's crazy.
That's horrifying.
That was horrifying.
Glad we had the audio on that.
Well, definitely did not need the audio.
It's so irony. Yeah, or whatever.
Still
here. It's so ironic or something like that.
How is it ironic? That someone shit themselves.
Ironic.
Yeah, but how, in what way would that describe what irony is?
I apologize about talking over you there.
No, but how would that be ironic?
Because I was going to tell you, I was up at my grandma's, I double ironically with my sister one day, and she stood up again and wasn't even wearing her knockoff the pins, you know, and she shit all in the goddamn floor like a little nature trail, a little, you know, caramel chocolate covered cashews or something. Then looks at me and my sister like we're gonna clean that goddamn shit up. I'll be goddamn if I'm gonna clean some shit up. I didn't get my CNA degree.
Well, you make a lot of good points.
CNA degree?
Jeb, we gotta go, man. I don't even want to hang up on him. I just want to let him know.
Yeah, you've earned the right, Jeb, to hang up yourself.
Like, yeah, that was fucking great.
That's great.
That's a lot of shit,
I don't even
man.
Know who that is. But
I don't know
gold.
Either.
Well, guys, that's not our
Twitter
show.
I saw a Twitter account said Ari's cousin Jib.
Wait, they did Ari's cousin Jib?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I retweeted him. I was like, I told him to calm down.
All right, guys, that's our show. It was a great show. I got to take my dog to this dog thing. Good luck, Ari.
Thanks,
next
man.
Three nights on your show. I'm getting ready for season 6 to try to get on there by then. So we'll
trying to get just pick it up right now for next year so that we can have a whole year to tell people, like, take time, fucking get this shit ready.
Well, it will do well. I love you guys very much. Great shows. Good to have you back in studio,
Ari.
Yeah,
it's great. Well, one more week. I'll be back here next week, and perfect. I'm straight from here to the airport or something. So,
all right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Here's the reason I can't do the Far Funnel next week, because I can't eat the stuff I have to eat, and then get on a 13-hour plane to Australia.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Maybe I'll do something else. All right, guys, take care.
Maybe
love you guys.
Suck it.
I like how Sam was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.